man. I think all you guys are great artists, man, on the cutting edge of an evolving art form of prank radio calls, man. I don't understand why there ain't millions of people listening to you guys, man. Believe me, dude. It's like, you know, and I don't listen to Howard Stern's show. I don't have no serious radio and shit, you know, but I listen to you guys because, man, you guys is like pushing fucking people's buttons, man. I'm telling you, I like that
hello?
Shit.
Hello?
Yes?
Who am I speaking to, please?
It's Joel.
Joel? Is this a bail bonds?
Yes.
And you're in Missoula?
Yes.
Hey, Joel. Let's say I was a cop. Hello, Joel?
Yeah.
Is this a bail bonds?
Yes.
Okay, Joel. Let's say that I went on a road trip and I came to Missoula and I robbed all the banks in town. How much would a bail bond cost me?
That I don't know. I'd have to wait till you got caught and thrown in jail.
Really?
Yeah.
What if I came to Missoula and I decided that I would open up a heroin distribution and refining factory and the police arrested me? How much would my bail bond be?
I don't know.
You don't know? You don't? You mean you cannot tell me?
Not really.
Really? Well, have you consulted with your local chief of police there in Missoula? Haven't you guys figured out how much a bag man gets, how much the judge gets, how much the DA gets, and how much the police chief gets? And hello, Joel? Joel, are you there, Joel? Hey, Joel.
Goddamn, Joel, you hung up.
Fuck, Joel. Yeah, see, they fucking, they ain't even got their fucking corruption together there in Missoula.
No, I've never ever had a hot pocket. But I'll tell you what, dude, I've seen millions of advertisements for hot pockets and all that shit, but I never ate one.
Yeah.
And you know what the best thing to do is go out and buy yourself basics. And create your own fucking hot pockets.
Right.
Go out and buy yourself some beans, man, and some rice while it's still available. Buy that shit up, dude, because I'll tell you what, dude, these motherfuckers, they want to starve us down into submission. But right now, we're still living in the greatest fucking country in the world.
Now, let me sing the Star Spangled Banner before I go. And remember when the black folk used to pick cotton? Now only the black guy's picking down your sister or your daughter's cotton underpants. Yeah, that's only cotton they like to pick. Yeah, white girls are cotton underpants.
Cotton underpants, right on, man. Okay, he just hung up. Crazy fucker. Crazy fucker is in some mood tonight, everybody.
Yeah, I bought a case of wine. Yeah, and it comes in really beautiful bottles, and it's got corks in it. It's all fancy. It's like, you know, dark green bottles with a cork. It looks like, you know, Rothschild 19, whatever, you know, the gourmet that's a fucking, comes in a bottle. But it's cheap-ass wine. It's got either too much tannin in it or whatever. So the wineries, they ship it, and they sell it at the Dollar Tree. Anyway, but you take a quart jar, and you put, like, 10% wine in it. You put 10% grape juice and fill it up with 80% ice-cold water. And, man, you got one hell of a wine cooler.
Oh, yes. Is that what you're drinking tonight?
Yeah, that's what I've been drinking, man.
So you get your alcohol from the Dollar Tree store?
Yeah, I do, man. I'm like,
awesome.
Because of my political beliefs, I'm like not on the high end of the economic bracket, you know?
Yeah.
I was an anti-war dude, and the guys that turned me around were these greatest Americans in the whole Vietnam era called the Vietnam Veterans Against the War. These guys were army dudes that's still in the army, fighting the army, and they opened up a coffee house and was counseling young dudes not to get involved in that bullshit like they got going over in the Middle East to make money for the corporations.
That's what I'm saying, man. Fuck the corporations.
Yeah, motherfucking, that's what's propping up the middle class right now in this country is the motherfuckers go and they make munitions, you know. They don't make TVs no more or radios. They got their slaves in China doing it, but they sure are good at making bombs.
Yeah, I hate fucking rap.
Holy shit.
I gotta tell you, dude.
Oh my god.
Okay. Put that shit on.
Yeah. Okay, I'm fucking, you know them motherfuckers that sing that rap? They're like fucking blowfish, dude. You know what a blowfish is?
Yeah, I know. I've
when
seen
a blowfish feels, it's a little pathetic fucking fish, but when it feels threatened, it blows itself up. Now these goddamn, hey, these motherfuckers that are in gangs and shit. You know what? Cause them fuckers, they're like the little blowfish.
Yeah.
I'd like to share a song I wrote with you.
Oh god. Okay, good.
If you like rap, then you ought to sit on my lap when I get ready to take a crap. Cause every time I sit on the crapper, my butthole turns into a rapper. If you think black is beautiful, well, I just shit me a Rembrandt.
You shit me a Rembrandt?
If you eat when you're hungry, and you can drink when you're dry, and if the bad times don't kill you, then you're going to live till you die.
Hang on, brother, man. Thank you for your rap.
All right, dude.
All right, brother. He just hangs up and just say goodbye.
Crazy motherfucker.
Yeah, we can't do a show without talking to him.
They called it terrorist threats, dude.
Well, I'll tell you, now I'm afraid to do this.
Hey, I used to fucking own land, dude. I used to own fucking land here in the Golden State, dude.
Yeah?
They took my fucking land away from me. They took everything I had, dude. Everything, man. I went down for a lot of years, too, dude.
Yeah, well.
I went down for one stretch, and before that, I was like 40. I was in my 40s, and I'd never even had a fucking parking ticket.
And they fucking dicked you over like that.
Yeah, they dicked me over, dude.
That's a bunch of shit, man.
That's what see. Here's what happens. They call them counties and states and shit, but actually they're fiefdoms. We live under the feudal system, like in Europe in the fucking 11th century, where in Europe they had the nobles and the serfs, right?
Yeah.
Well, if you're a fucking serf like me or a peasant, you can't fuck with the nobles. They're the ones that own the castles and the dungeons and the fucking. And everything else. See?
All the land.
Yeah, they got motherfuckers right now over there killing women and psychopathic American motherfucking little pimply faced bastards who 5 years ago was killing people on their video games are now over there fucking killing women and children in motherfucking the Middle East. And then when the people fight back and oppose them, they call them fucking terrorists.
Okay.
But if you piss people off too bad, they'll frame your ass and put you in prison. Man, they put your ass, man. The police and the fucking lawyers, they all work together, man. Whatever you do, can I say one thing that might help somebody out there?
Sure.
If you are ever arrested and charged with a crime, remember this, that when the shit is coming down in the courtroom and the DA is talking shit about you, if you fail to object on the record, then under the law, then that establishes evidence against you.
Well, we all live in America, and we're all different colors. Some of us paint our faces to try not to look like the others. But here in America, you can pretty much do what you please, long as you do it to yourself. Then you'll not get in the big squeeze. But don't piss off the goddamn piece of shit motherfuckers who control the world like George Bush.
T-minus 50 seconds, the vehicle now pressurized, and the vehicle is go, as is the spacecraft at this time. Coming up on the 40-second mark, T-minus 40 seconds and counting. T-minus 40. All reports look good from here in the blockhouse at this time. All aspects of the mission go. T-minus 30 seconds and counting. We'll get ignition of those eight engines in the first stage at the 3-second mark in the countdown. Now, T-minus
21 seconds and counting. We have completed our power transfer. The Saturn-1B launch vehicle, which now weighs 1.3 million pounds, is ready to go. Coming up on the 10-second mark. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. We have ignition.
Except there ain't nothing free, because there's no guarantees, you know? You're on your own. There's a lot of jungle.
Bring it on home. Bring it on home. To me. Bring it on home to me.
Bob, save some for me.
Don't worry.
Must be the champagne. Stay here.
How you doing? Bitches leave.
Gee, Bobby. Bye. You gonna call me?
What the fuck are you doing? Do you know who I am? If you think you're gonna get away with this, you gotta... God damn it! I'll give you anything you want. Just please, please don't kill me, all right?
Hello, buddy boy. Dick Jones here. I guess you're on your knees about now, begging for your life. Pathetic. You don't feel so cocky now, do you, Bob?
Whatever he's paying you, I'll double it right now.
You know what the tragedy is here, Bob? We could have been friends. But you wouldn't go through proper channels. You went over my head. That hurt. But life goes on. It's an old story. The fight for love and glory, huh, Bob? It helps if you think of it as a game, Bob. Every game has a winner and a loser. Cashing you out, Bob.
And his own story was as curious as his narrative. The tale of his life is the tale of a writer of incredible vision, an astute analyst and pundit, a lyricist compassionate and callous, a reckless hedonist, and disaffected malcontent.
Yeah, colors, colors, colors. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the third of four epic segments of a Madhouse Radio 10-year anniversary special. I am Carlito, the host of Madhouse Radio and the host of these special episodes today. We are past the halfway point, of course. This is the time reserved for our PCU reunion. We should be starting that in about 20 minutes or so.
I'll be waiting for confirmation from Big Zolar and from KDK, who both will be joining us here shortly. And we're going to have fun doing some prank calls with them, remembering the old times. I want to talk about the whole Siobhan thing, and you know, and I want to see what KDK's up to. See if he's thinking about coming back ever to prank calls, or he's done. The site's still up. That's good. He still has probably the most popular prank call website that isn't related to some kind of app, you know. Actual prank call personalities. I think his site is still up there. It's one of the top ones. It's been named in several best prank call website lists that I've seen. I never get mentioned. Brad's site gets mentioned. KDK's site gets mentioned. No one talks about Carlito. None of you do your jobs spreading the word. Spreading the good word. So yes, I'm looking forward to the PC reunion. We also still have a few of these best of moments to play. Let's see, actually, we didn't play Yellow Nextels yet, but I still have an hour and 8 minutes worth of little best of things to get to. And tonight, I can go later than midnight. If we're on a roll, I'll keep going. If I can stay up, you know, or someone can take over as an after show kind of thing, but I got plenty of pranks from the PCN era to play later on.
Hello, thank you for calling Chopati, the International Vegetarian Cuisine. Uh-huh. We're open for lunch and dinner 6 days a week from Tuesdays through Sundays.
I was trying to call Milkman.
We're open for lunch from...
Look, lady, I don't know what you're talking about. All right, look, give me back over here to Milkman. Let me try to call Milkman instead. Anyway, so... if you're not in there already, Tiny Chat is active, tinychat.com/prankcallnation. That's where you can join me over on the video spectrum and watch me do my thing. Yeah. I haven't heard from Andy yet, former co-host of the show, said he was going to join us around this time. But I haven't heard from him. I'm reaching out to him now on Facebook Messenger just to make sure, see if he's got time to join. Now might be the chance, and then we got a little bit of lull in the action. That's the end of Exhibit A intro. That's what we used to call it. And here we go into Peach Fuzz, one of those MF Doom songs. I still played this not until just about a year and a half ago. I just started not playing this song. Still in the repertoire.
Hello.
There you are.
Hello, hello.
There you is. What's up, man? I was wondering where you were.
Thank you, is.
There you is, motherfucker.
I appreciate it, man. I miss it, CFCFC, man. I listened to it on the rewind, man. Thanks for putting me back in. I lost signal there for a minute.
Yeah, you need that. You need to do that, man. Huh?
Yeah, you know, I'm a big fan of CFCFC, dude. I wanted him badly.
Yeah, you like that?
You did good, though, man. I heard some of the...
You like Crazy Fucker? You're a big Crazy Fucker
fan? Yeah, styling. Mm-hmm.
You love his style?
Comedic style.
His stilo and all that?
Yeah, his comedic stylings of the Crazy Fuck.
Yeah. Listen, we're getting Kevin on Facebook. It just stole the words out of my mouth. I was getting ready to introduce this, and I'm looking that 19 minutes ago he posted on my Facebook wall about the Depot Diner. You remember the Depot Diner was this diner it's connected to an old train station, an old train depot.
Name sounds familiar, dude.
Yeah, the building itself, I believe, is designated like a United States historical building. They used to have a webcam in there. It's one of the first webcam pranks that I did. They had a webcam in there, and we could call and prank whoever was in there. And there was this kind of slow kind of guy named Ernie. Not Ernie from the Thanksgiving show, it's from Guam. This is Ernie. He was like, hey, go fast. And me and Hollywood would call him. Hollywood Vanya would call him and mess with him. This is from the first time I called this guy. I called the diner, and I didn't know Ernie's name. And I said, hey, yeah, put Hugh on the phone. I was wanting him to say, hey, you. But I said, hey, put that guy on the phone. Got him on the phone, and I talked some weird nonsense with him. And then I got him to throw the cordless phone into the trash can. While he was on cam, and I was watching, I took stills of it and everything. I don't know what happened to those screenshots, but Yeah, it was really funny. I got him to actually throw away a cordless phone into a trash can. So let's listen to that. This is the Depot Diner call. And yeah, that's awesome. Congratulations, Kevin, for stealing, not stealing an idea, but you read my mind. Shit, damn it. That was, honest to God, that was next on the list.
Can you, will you slip my prick a little bit when you get home? Is that okay?
Play your machine we're talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you're the Zay, right?
Right.
I'm Zay.
Hey, so you can come in and we'll use the machine together, you know?
Oh, okay.
But you want the mouth or you want, honey, which one, you know, what part?
One.
The mouth?
Yeah, mouth.
Okay, so you take the mouth, I'm going to take the ass, okay?
Okay.
Right. But don't tell anybody, all right? Because remember, last time I almost got caught.
Oh, okay.
All right. Do you want to do it? Oh. You want to?
I don't know. You bored?
Yeah, I'm bored. I'm bored.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You want me to go to your apartment so I can go play any games or eat out?
Yeah, we'll eat out. I'll eat you out. You want me to eat your ass out?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Will you do it back or?
No.
I'll wash it. I might wash it with peroxide.
Oh, peroxide. Oh.
Betadine. I'll put, you know, the black, the brown stuff, the Betadine.
Oh, brown stuff, Betadine.
That's clean. It's clean. It's good, clean stuff. You know it cleans it out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have it on a hose and I squirt it in my ass, the Betadine, and it goes in my ass. And it comes out brown. Like a brown milk. Out of my ass milk, it comes out. Oh, if you want, I'll do it on top of you. I'll sanitize my ass with the Betadine, like, on top of you.
Oh, the game came out?
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, okay.
Would you be into that? Would that be something maybe we could do?
Well, what happened to Carrie? Carrie don't talk to you?
Carrie, she found out about what happened with me, and then ever since then, she didn't want to be with me anymore. She walked in on me with another, you know, there was another guy where we were using the machine together, you know, and yeah, it was bad. So now all I have is a machine and me, but I wanted, you know, I thought maybe you want to share the machine with me.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. So why don't you come right now?
Okay, I will.
Okay. Will you bring me some, will you order me a hamburger?
Okay.
Can you tell him now before you go? Because I want to tell him, you get him over, tell him you need to order a hamburger for me.
Victor?
Yeah, I'm going to pay you. Well, tell the man that you're going to order something to eat.
And the phone?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, thanks.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, it's okay. Go ahead and put the phone. Go ahead and just throw it in the sink over there, okay?
Throw the thing out.
Yeah, throw the phone. Just throw it over there in the sink if you could, okay? Please.
This is a train depot, you know.
Yeah, I know, but he said to put the phone, he's going to wash the phone, so just put it in the sink.
No, he's watching the computer right now, so, you know. So,
do you see the trash can over there? Do you see the trash can over there?
Trash can?
Yeah.
What's the small gas can?
Yeah, do you see it there?
Yeah.
Can you go ahead and put the phone right inside that, please? Yeah, do you see it there? All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Can you go ahead and put the phone right inside that, please?
Oh, okay.
All right, go ahead and just put it there and don't turn it off. Just put it inside there, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
There you go. He puts the phone in the garbage can, milkman. Isn't that silly? Silly! I love that prank call. What a great early example of the use of cams, of live internet cams, to do pranks. Yeah, we called that guy a few more times. Hollywood Vanya called back once, and Ernie wasn't there. That guy, Ernie, wasn't there, and Hollywood was like, oh, let's do a prayer, and did a live prayer on the phone and all this shit. Man, we had a lot of, we used to have a lot of fun with the Depot Diner, but sadly, Ernie doesn't go there anymore, and they've gotten rid of their webcam, Milkman. So what you gonna do? What you gonna do, brother? Right? Yeah. We're at the top of the hour now, 7 o'clock. We're going to see if we can get KDK and Zolar on here pretty soon. Let me take a look over at Skype, see if either of them are signed in. Let me look up Mr. Rosenthal first. Chill is KDK. Looks like he's on. Let's check Zolar. Zolar is not on, but we'll add KDK first. And yay! Let's get KDK on. Oh, Rosenthal. I have to type Rosenthal. This is Joe Rosenthal. I hope he's ready. I'm kind of shocking him. I didn't give him a heads up like I've been with the other folks because we got behind schedule here, unfortunately. I think Zolar told me to call. I can also call him on the phone to give him a heads up. Say, hey, get on. I should have given KDK a heads up before I just started dialing him, too. My bad. Whoops. Even though I'd have been prepared. Let's start.
Zolar. I can also call him.
KDK!
Break out the man.
He's getting, I think he's getting headphones and mics on. KDK, just holler when you're ready, man. I'm sorry. I should have given you a heads up first, man. Very unprofessional of me. Very unprofessional of me. And I'm working on getting Zolar here. KDK is the major reason why we ended up getting a show in the first place. As we explained before, there was an expansion of Prank Call Underground Radio, PCU Radio, and he made the casting call, and me and Zolar both answered it and got on, and the rest was history. But we owe a lot to the man, the myth, the legend, the internet prank call legend. KDK, are you here yet? Do I have you? No, we're still waiting for KDK. KDK, keep working on that. I'm going to call you back in a little bit. I'm sorry, that's my fault. Calling Zolar now on the speaker. Zolar! Hey man, you're on my cell phone. Can I Skype you in or should I call your cell phone?
How's this connection sound though? Because I think it'll be best.
This is fine. This is fine, but if I do that, I won't be able to do any prank calls with you on the line, is the problem.
Alright, then I'll put my Skype on. Give me 3 minutes.
You got it, man. Alright, thanks. Yeah. Bye. Good, that way we can do pranks. Alright, cool. Alright, and KDK had also told me that he may need me to call him instead. My bad, I should have messaged him. Hang on, let me do that now. Let me play Yellow Nextels. I was talking about this earlier. So we can move on with this era of prank calls on Madhouse Radio. Yellow Nextels is, like I said, those yellow working Nextels. I just had a really good time with this prank call. And it was mentioned a few times when I asked for people to send me examples of some of their favorite pranks for the last 10 years. So let's play this real quick. I'll be right back, hopefully, with some guests. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, listen. Enough with the Morse code over there, all right? I don't appreciate it. Enough with the Morse code on the shortwave radio from your boys out in the field messing up my radio, all right?
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't have any radios.
Well, your boys are tapping into my radios when we're on our jobs, and my boys on the Yellow Nextels are on the jobs, and they keep breaking into conversations and talking shit, and we trace it down to these constructions.
Where are you out of?
You tell your boys to cool it, sir. What's your name?
You shove it up your fucking ass. I'll meet you anywhere. I don't have anybody working right now. They're all laid off.
You son of a bitch. How dare you fucking talk to me? I'll slap you right in the face in front of your wife and show them around where real man fights.
I think he's a real man. He's talking about putting shit in your ass.
Yeah, that's true. Did he say that?
Hello?
Now, what did he say he'd do if I met him in person who's going to put his fingers in my ass?
Say what?
What did he say he was going to do if I met him in person, that he was going to put his...
What did you say he was going to do?
He said that he was going to put his...
Who is he? Who is he?
The
who are you calling?
The construction over there. That's been...
In construction, there is no construction.
Tapping into my radios, my yellow Nextels.
Who is tapping into your radios?
Some people from constructions.
Who are you,
this
by
is
the way?
Valente with Valente and Associates.
Well, I don't give a shit who you are. You don't call people and threaten them when they don't even know what the heck you're talking about.
I didn't threaten. I asked him to stop tapping into my radios. And
nobody is tapping into your radios, mister.
He threatened me. He said he was going to put fingers on my ass or something.
I'm going to threaten your sorry fucking ass if you don't shut the fuck up. Quit calling here. Got the picture?
I don't talk to the secretary. Put the man on the phone.
Yeah, I am not the fucking secretary, buddy. I'm the owner. Now, what the fuck do you want?
Put a man on the phone is what I want. How's he?
Send a man. You can't talk to a woman, you stupid pussy.
I don't talk to women. My wife doesn't allow it.
Women? Who gives a fuck?
Women mess everything up. Are you the one tapping into my radio?
Go to, women mess everything up? Fuck you. You want my address so you can come here?
And what? You're going to hurt me. You're threatening me. I got I'm writing it down.
You can't deal with a woman because you're afraid she might beat you up?
No, I don't handle with women. I don't talk to women.
You don't handle with women? You can't even speak English. Are you even American?
I don't, listen, I don't really usually talk to women unless I'm going to...
Are you American?
Stupid.
I didn't say so. Goodbye.
I don't talk to women unless we're going to fornicate.
Hey.
Yes.
I said, don't call my phone number again, okay? Got the picture?
Well, I'm reporting you. I'm writing you up. What's your name?
You report me, okay?
Do you have your papers?
Sorry,
why don't you go get out of this country? Go back home to your real country. Foreigners taking our jobs. Still there.
They're just still there. Hang on, listen.
Kid Rock. Wait.
I'm dead. Star 69.
And Mark, this is Jack.
Yeah, Jack.
I'm
calling you back. I don't have anybody working. Are they jacking with your phones right now?
I'm sorry.
I hope they do a good job of it, buddy.
This is Jack. Who is this?
Stupid ass.
Stupid ass. Yeah. Again, I'm Carlito here hosting. Do I have KDK? Is a KDK here?
Hey.
KDK, what's up, man? All right, we got you. How you been, bro?
Fabulous.
Fabulous. It's good to hear from you, man. I'm glad you can make it. Awesome. Hey, I wanted to ask you some questions.
Is that the real KDK? Hello, KDK. Good afternoon and welcome, man. So glad to have you back aboard, brother.
You're
coming in and out a little bit, KDK. Oh, it's okay. I wanted to ask you now. You started with PCU Radio, but your show was first, right? Just KDK Prank Calls, and it was the initials of you and your friends, right? Your two friends? Is that how it started, officially?
KDK stands for East Dave Heaven.
Okay.
Started out of, we would have drunken orgies over here, and Kevin's mama would call up. And Kevin was 19 years old, but... She was very controlling, so she would call up, and I don't know why he ever gave her my phone number, but she would call, and I'm bad about it now, but she was deathly ill, bedridden, she died 2 years later. So she would call up, and she had the raspy voice that eventually became the Joe Rosenthal voice, the character that I've been doing for 13 whatever years now.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would talk to her. Like mimicking her own voice. And it got to the point where we would record them, and then I started a website to put the calls up, and then I started a show where I would, you know, take people's names, numbers, and ideas for prank calls.
Yeah.
A service that is now defunct, and it has been for many years, called Alternicast.
Okay.
After that, I went to Live365, and then I hooked up with Ted Webb, and then I convinced Ted Webb to turn it into PCU. And that's when I went out and I started recruiting other talent, and I did a wonderful thing.
You did, yeah. You blossomed something, KDK, and we're still going to hear. I don't know if you follow, but I started Prank Call Nation 2 years ago, and that really wouldn't have happened had it not been for you. You're basically you and Ted pioneered this idea of of, you know, a prank call network, online radio network, you know, where it's not even just one person doing a call. You had calls on shows on a weekly basis.
On a daily basis?
Yeah, on a daily basis, yeah, because it was Lego, me, you, Zolar, Reclude, Sean Ward. You did two calls a week. Ted would do shows. Yeah. Monkey Phone, that's right, you know? Yeah. I reached out to Mark, because it was Mark and Matt, I think, right? I reached out to him, didn't hear back. I think he just got old and he got married, I think, probably, or something. He got more interested in girls and prank calls. That kid was funny, though. Scary, funny.
He might have grew a little fuzz on there.
Just a little bit.
We did try to find him, though.
And old men are still fucking around on the phone.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll come back. Don't worry.
They're probably still grounded. Mom grounded their ass the last time. They got in a fight, so.
Yeah.
And I'll be back. We'll see.
Yeah. Now, when I was remembering, before I started doing shows, and when I used to listen to PCU and listen to you, I couldn't forget Pindar.
Oh, yes.
Is that dude, the Mr. Muon Generator inventor himself, Pindar? Have you heard about that kid? Am I presuming he finally died of whatever cancer he had?
I remember I think he had some kind of lung cancer or something, because he did say something about needing like an inhaler and they had to pump his blood every week. I don't know if you ever listened to that, but
yeah.
I did an interview with him, and he talked about having to go get blood pumped out, so maybe it's like his kidneys were failing, or...
Sounds like he was having dialysis, it sounds like, yeah, hemodialysis.
Like, he didn't want to elaborate, he just wanted to be an ornery and fight like old people do.
Yeah, true. So, but he was a real big conspiracy guy. Said he worked for NASA and got cancer from the Muon generator, and that it was... Wasn't it something where it was like it yielded a lot of electrical power, could change the world, could change humanity, but it was being kept down, he said. Oh my gosh.
Hey, I got a message for you.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, this is a good message.
Okay.
Ellie said to tell you hello. Her and Ryan got together, and they both wanted to say hello to you. Ryan Raw Milk and Ellie did. They told me to get home and tell you that.
Oh, yeah.
Ellie?
Remember Ellie, your old fan, our old friend of the show, fan from the day? Ellie and Ryan Raw Milk both were thinking about you and told me to tell you hello. They said hello to you.
That's awesome.
I saw Raw Milk in the chat room. Yeah, Raw Milk was one of those old-time callers.
Ryan Raw Milk, yeah, her and Ellie. They got together and they wanted to tell you hello, bro.
Awesome.
I'm so glad you came on, bro.
That's cool.
I still love you, even though you hate me. I still love you.
Oh, I love you, bro. Dude, all that stuff from before, dude, man, it's nothing, man.
Stupid,
you know what?
Yeah.
You're the real dude. You're my bro, you always will be. And now, I don't care about anything that happened to you. Trust me, carrying on's all behind us, man. We're old men now.
Enough of this nonsense. Let's fuck with some people.
Yeah, let's do that. Hang on, let me get Zolar. Zolar's calling back. I think Zolar's having Skype trouble. Let's find out. Yo, Zolar. Hang on. Let me stop my music. It's my fault. I got horny sound. Zolar underscore what?
What are you wearing?
Either Zolar Vision or Zolar underscore Vision. Okay. All right. We're on now. KDK is just talking. And we're getting ready to do some pranks. All right. Let me get you. I'm going to get you. Give me a second. All right. All right, so he said Zolar Vision or Zolar underscore Vision. I thought he had him on here. Anyway, now, at what point did... And I'm trying to remember this exactly. Me and Milkman were trying to remember. At what point was that weird Muslim guy showing up and starting... Rebel, that's what his name was, right? I couldn't remember earlier today. That's Rebel. Where did he even come from? He just showed up and just...
That's it, Rebel 204 or some shit. I could not remember. Oh my god, that's it, Rebel.
Yeah.
He was a caller into the program, and I would do prank calls with him, and he befriended Ted Webb, and they decided to go off and form something called P Unit.
Poop Unit, we'd call it, remember? We'd call it Poop Unit all the time.
Yes, that's right, for God.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember back then, but now I'm bringing everybody into the picture. We had different shows every night. Except for Sean Ward on Sunday, everybody started at 10 o'clock. Yeah. So it was really easy for people to know when to tune in.
Right.
And the numbers were going up. It was doing really good. And then I wasn't listening, and I didn't hear it, so I can't vouch for it. But Ellie complained that Solar had done a prank where he called up a woman who was alone with her daughter. And he according to her, I don't know because I didn't hear it myself. According to her, he said, I'm coming over and I'm going to rape your daughter. And so Ellie complained to Ted, and Ted complained to me, and he says, I want Zolar gone because that's not funny. And I said, no, that's not going to happen. And he says, well, then I'm going to go do my own thing. And then I went off, and I continued PCU on my own, and he started something called P-Unit. You remember that?
It was just like a really bad forum site, basically.
Yeah. Benny? Oh, thank you, man.
And we dubbed it, of course, Poop Unit. And Ted and I were like, sort of like, we never really hated each other, but we sort of like made fun of each other a little bit. Because it's internet radio, it's just silly fun. But some people take it too seriously. And eventually Ted and I did get back together, didn't we? Yeah, we did. I don't know, it's been many years now.
Yeah,
and I've been highly medicated for many years.
No, hang on, KDK, keep going. Zolar, no, I see you. Milkman, take over.
Okay, Milkman, how have you been? I don't know if people can even hear me right now. So, apparently, some filler while he talks to Zolar. Milkman, how have you been?
Give me a second, KDK. I'm
That's
sorry.
That's the one that you probably found. So just try.
No exchange. I walk on part in the war for the drone and the cage.
Just earlier to come back around here.
I'll be back in a second, kid. I'm so sorry. Give me a second. Does everyone listen to this nice tune? Alright, Zolar's here on phone. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Zolar.
Hey, everybody. I'm glad to be here. And it's Carlito's anniversary. Was it like 10 years now?
Yeah, it's 10 years for me and it's 10 years for you. And KDK's here also. You can't hear him, unfortunately, but he's here also. We're having a Skype mix-up. I'm just going to dial you in, man. And then, Milkman, do you mind? We talked about this before. Do you mind dropping for a little bit so we can do some pranks together? Milkman's on hold. Milkman, you hear me? Yeah, Milkman. All right. I'm calling you now, Zolar. Switch over. All right, wait for Zolar over there. I'll get the music going again. All right.
Hello?
Yeah, hey.
Hello?
Hey, is that Zolar? You're not Zolar. Hey, buddy. How are you?
I'm fine.
Yeah? Do you know Zolar?
No.
No? You never heard a call, anyone calling for Glenn or for Zolar ever?
Don't say his real name.
Oh, sure.
No.
No? Really?
I don't live in this country. I live in Nigeria.
Oh, you're disgusting, people.
Are you the Nigerian prince that keeps emailing me?
Huh?
Are you the one that keeps sending emails to my friend, KDK, about money that you
I
have?
Would I'm 60 years old, so I'm
yeah.
old for that.
Where do you live, in Liberia?
I live in Lagos. I live in Nigeria.
Oh, that's disgusting. Does it smell like shit over there? Really bad? Really bad shit all the time?
Yeah, I don't know what happened there.
I got you back. I got Zolar here. Yeah, Zolar. Woo!
Yippee.
And we got KDK also. Good. Milkman stepping away. I lost my music bearing. Sorry about all that confusion, KDK. I'm sorry. I'm being really unprofessional now. I had a great professional show.
It wouldn't be a PC original if it wasn't all fucked up like that.
Yeah, I know, right? It's a gimme. Yeah, I mean, it's a given, rather. It has to be like that. All right.
Where's Lego?
Lego said he couldn't make it. He called earlier. He said to try him. Let me try him. I'll try to dump him in here.
Fucking Jew bastard. How you doing, KDK?
I'm fabulous!
Yeah.
Fabulous! Let me tell you something. Carlito calls me, right? And I knew he was going to call at one point around this time, but it just so happens that my boil in my bun cheeks right near the asshole fucking was ready for fucking popping.
Did it pop? Did you get it?
So I was in the tub soaking, right? And I figured, okay, this is it. It's nice and soft. I'm going to get the mirror, and I'm going to fucking open my legs and spread my anus open, and I'm going to get in there with my fingers. And I put my fingers in, and sure enough, it lets loose like a volcano of disgust. I mean, disgust.
But that's your own. Did you smell it at least a little bit? You know, you smelled it a little bit, right? On your finger.
No, because I was in the tub and I had let the water start to drain, so it was on its way out down the drain. You know what I mean? So it flushed right out. I'm quick like that. I don't play games.
Oh man, that's gross. So was it in the inside cheek or the outside still?
So it was on the inside, like maybe an inch away from the a-hole, right in the fucking middle aligned with it, but off to, on the right cheek.
Yeah, that was a perianal one. You're lucky because KDK had one of those once and he had to have it surgered off. Remember that? It was on your coccyx bone, your cock bone?
I don't do butt play.
No, but you had a thing on your butt. Remember you were getting sick and you had a pain in the butt and they had to make a surgery on it? You had a cyst. Don't tell me you forgot this. Unless you made it up, KDK. Maybe you made it up. I don't know.
Now's when you ought to dial up somebody and have them pretend to play the cyst.
Okay. Let's see. Let's call somebody. God's sake. All right. Let me get some numbers here. And later on, we're going to talk about the time you were on Howard Stern show. Were you intimidated by Howard Stern? Was he, like, you know, did he, like, not care? You got your picture with him, at least, right? With Howard?
I'm not the kind of person that's like really starstruck with people.
Oh yeah, that's cool. That was an exciting time though. We're calling on Confederate flag license plates and Georgia flags for sale.
Okay, that's perfect for Zola.
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, hey, how you doing?
I never had bunions on my anus.
Had what?
You're going around telling everybody in town that I had bunions on my anus. But you get bunions on your feet, not on your butt.
That's good. That's nice to know. How'd you get my number?
Why are you... I tracked you down. I heard you talking shit about...
Is that the right number?
I don't know how I have some bunions on my feet. I don't know how you made them travel up to my anus.
Okay.
Ass on the mind.
Then how'd you think you got me that called you?
Huh?
Wait, bump the button. Hold on.
Your phone sucks because you're a redneck.
Okay. Now how'd you think that you got my number that called you?
I bet you got a track phone.
No, just kind of curious, just in case you accidentally thought I called you before I hit the blocked number.
And you're already implicating yourself. How would you know if you hadn't seen them?
I guess you have. Are you there? This phone sucks, dude. I don't want to call him back. Fuck that guy.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're there. Yeah, I'm sorry. I meant the guy we were calling. His shit sucks. His phone sucked. That redneck guy.
That's all right. Give me an idea of who you're going to call next, and I'll try to head one up, because, you know, I'm anxious to make a prank on your anniversary, fucking Carlito.
Of course.
It's awesome.
course, Zolar, what's your status now? You retired your show, or you're still doing shows? I'm don't know.
No, I haven't done it since actually November. Okay. So 2014, November, retired.
Okay, I got you. All right, well, hey, whatever, man. It's all good. You were doing
something.
I
got jaded.
Camp.
If you want to know what the story was, is I got jaded. I was working with Alki over at Battle Cam. He was giving me some money to do the shows, and then when the money dried up, you know, it was like, oh my God, why would I do a show for free? You know what I mean? Right. I've been getting paid.
After you've been getting paid.
In reality, I should have just been glad for the little bit of money I got and kept going, but I didn't feel like doing pranks anymore. I was burning out on Battle Cam. I was literally doing, like, again, 10-hour shows and stupid crazy shit and all that. And the traffic for that site is very, very small. So, you know, I wasn't getting the adulation and the momentum that I was hoping for my show all my time. Yeah. Going to the show, you understand?
Yeah, and Alki lost some pretty significant court cases there regarding his streaming stuff that he was trying to do with Philmon. So I think maybe he got out of it, I guess. Is that the...
I don't know. You know what? I didn't really follow any of his exploits. I thought they were more like, you know, to keep him in the, you know, the news, or to keep him relevant and stuff like that. You know, to keep Philmon's name being mentioned. So you get yourself in a couple of lawsuits. You fuck around with CBS and stuff. But I don't know that for a fact.
Yeah. Well, no problem. Hey,
because a billionaire's got to lose a certain amount of money a year and claim it as a loss on his income taxes.
Yeah,
I would assume.
There's a bunch of loopholes like that. Yeah, you know. Hey, I got a Confederate wood flag for sale, like a Confederate flag, but it's a.
All right, let me handle that one.
Yep. Hang on. Sorry. Whenever I connect someone or disconnect someone, there's a little bounce in the line for you. I'm sorry. Should have explained that.
I'm sorry, the person you were trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
Yeah, whatever. We got Dagger Medieval Kayak. I don't want a kayak.
Go on me.
No, you're here.
I just want to say I'm sorry to Milkman that he had to get off the line in order for me to use the line.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I appreciate that.
I'm not sure what's going on with Skype. It's weird. I couldn't find you on there.
Yeah, I don't know what I did.
We got a Rebel Flag novelty metal tag. A Rebel Flag novelty metal tag. Do you think you can work with that, Zolar?
Surely.
Excellent. Great. Let's do that. Yeah.
Surely.
KDK, does Zolar really have a really clean house? I think you mentioned that once. He's really big on super organization.
It's as clean as mine. Okay. I don't have OCD, and I don't think he does either. But, you know, single guys aren't always dirty.
No. That's true. I know you said he did a really good job putting away his little cables and everything. I was like,
I'm very anal retentive.
Anal. Just like that cyst you had.
Yes.
I pop one of those and I smelled it, and it smelled like rotten doo-doo. It smelled like rotten doo-doo, the pus that came
out. Yeah, I failed to get a whiff of it. My fault.
It smelled so good.
I'm sorry, the person you were trying to reach has a voicemail box that has...
Whatever.
All right, so anyway, I just received 2 hits of LSD off of a friend, and I'm contemplating, not taking it tonight, but very soon, though. What do you think about that?
I've only done it once, and it freaked me out a lot. I would say go for it if you're cool with it. I would have nightmares on it, probably. Dave, have you ever done that stuff?
Yeah.
I was asking the other day, I was saying, I'm thinking about trying shrooms, and I forget who was like, man, that's a high school thing. Why would you do that? That's such a kid thing to do. Well, I never tried them before. Shrooms.
Well, I've always contested to the fact that you should wait until you've developed and matured and your chemicals are all balanced in your adulthood and then experiment with drugs.
I was like 19 when I did it. I remember I was over a friend's house, and they got pissed off at me because I spent the night, like, melting the plastic face off of a Bart Simpson doll.
Oh.
Just watching it melt.
Pyro.
Lovely.
You fucking pyro. Really? You got mad at that.
Yeah, it's a true story. And my friend who was there with me, I brought him with me to, like, watch over me and pretend and go to some. All he did was get pissed that I didn't have enough drugs to give him any.
Oh, well, whatever. Fuck him.
Sees me, like, going nutso. He's, like, jealous.
That's crazy. yeah. Dude, you don't have to now, Zohar, but I remember when you did...
Salvia.
Salvia on the air once. That was really funny. KDK, you talked about that once on your show that you had tried it. You tried it on air too, KDK, as a matter of fact. I remember hearing you do a show once, and you
I
did the salvia.
On the air, and I remember I was sitting in my computer chair. I got out of my chair and I sat on the floor, and I said, I'm going to sit down because I feel like I'm going to fall down.
Ooh. That was it, yeah.
Yeah, I think when you did it, KDK, it was only audible, right? You didn't have video at the time.
No, definitely did not have video.
Yeah, when I did it on camera, and fucking, oh my God, I swear. I thought I seen, like, the Grim Reaper, and I was pointing at him and going, you know, who's dead? Am I dead? Is it me? Oh my God! You know, I was literally in some kind of Grim Reaper scene.
That's scary, dude. All right, here's a call. Let's do a call real quick.
Actually, I have to go take a piss.
Okay, go ahead and do that. You going to do it out the window, or are you going to do it?
I don't have a jug here for me to piss.
Oh, okay.
It's daylight outside still, so I can't pitch it out the window.
All right, buddy, go ahead.
It's like a proper human
Right. Very shortly. Zolar, here's one. Maybe I'm trying to get you a number, bro. Here is a little gas station in Beaver, Utah. They have a sign that says they love Beaver. Okay?
All right,
let's try it.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
These numbers suck. Here is a shopping mall in Hawaii. Direct dial numbers to every store. Okay.
Is Lonesome Loser around?
Lonesome Loser, he was gone for a few months. He came back on Sunday. I think he might be making an effort to be here tonight, but he has not shown up yet. No, not yet.
I see, sir.
But I still always have plenty of numbers. Don't worry.
No, I was just wondering if he was around. I wanted to shout out to him. He was an integral part of the show.
Yeah, he really was. We were talking about that earlier, how his confirmations were always so well done. Helped out really a lot, you know?
Yeah, him and Milkman. Milkman with his famous voice and all of his help. And I mean, those two guys were invaluable.
Yeah, totally. Right.
Is that the right terminology? Invaluable?
Invaluable, yeah. They have no value, basically.
They're
worthless.
Right. You couldn't put a value on them.
Oh, is that how it works? It sounds like the weirdest thing to say. Something, it's invaluable. It's like, okay, great. It's worthless. No,
but it is the right terminology,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. It is. All right, so we got...
Sometimes I baffle myself when I say things. Go ahead.
All right, here's a guy who's selling a washer and dryer for $200 in Texas.
Nice.
Okay. A washer and dryer. It looks very old. Austin.
What part of Texas, if you can, real quick?
Austin.
Austin.
Alright, this isn't picking up. I've got the numbers.
Hello, you Bruce Thomas from Lou. Please leave a message at the tone.
Please
suck my...
No problem. Instead of that, we've got a...
How cool would it be if you could hack his machine?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, say that again?
To
like
hack
the
his
old
machine.
Days when I used to hack everybody's answer machines.
Yeah.
Oh man, that was fun.
Oh my God.
That would be a real PC reunion.
You remember Long Dong when...
Oh, no, Luang Duong was his real name. I just called him Long Dong because I said other people to look him up.
Even on my show, you know, in the recent past, I was doing that, man, hacking the phones, remembering how you did that and how much fun it was. Oh, my God. And then my daughter had called me. She was arguing with one of her teenage friends. And she was like, hey, Dad, remember how you used to do that thing, blah, blah, blah? Can you still do that? And I was like, of course, BB, but it's not right, you know, trying to teach her the right way to do things. And so, anyway, so she talks me into it, but I was really trying to talk her out of it because I didn't think I could do it. You know, you have to do a series of numbers. It's a guessing game, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so fucking now I've got my foot in my mouth, and she thinks I'm this great hacker and crap, you know, and TV star or whatever, radio show. So yeah. I actually, like, put in three sequences of number in a row. I'm hearing an echo, so if I sound strange, it's because I'm baffled. But I got through and told her the passcode, and she thought I was the coolest dad in the world. So thank you for teaching me how to do that.
There you go.
Look, it wasn't that hard.
Yeah. Just had
back
to
I just explained it every time I did it, because people are like, how did you do that? I'm like, it's so simple.
Yeah.
Just factor default codes. That's all.
Yeah, yeah, it was great, man. It was really great, and I was proud of myself as a delinquent father.
Yeah. Hey, black countertop microwave. I got that. This is still on. Oops. This is still on Austin. Let me see if I get the right number. Copy.
I'll hang back because I'm going to have to run on you guys.
Oh, you are, really? You're going to be back?
Well, I'm at my Wi-Fi. I got to get traveling. I don't have reception with my cell phone up here unless I get out on the major thoroughfare, and which I will be in like 10 minutes if you want to try to hit me back.
Yeah.
Or I have another number you can call me from. It's another cell phone. You want to do that?
Yeah, yeah. Can you text me that number? Can it get it to me on a message somehow so you don't give it out over the air?
Yeah, okay. Can I text this number that you called me from just now?
No, this won't receive shit. I can bring. Damn. What can I do?
Well, I don't care. It's only a phone I use for when I'm in the woods in case of an emergency. I'll say it right here over the air, and everybody can have it.
Out of here. Okay, most of the listeners can't hear it. Some can. Go ahead, real quick. No problem.
Wait, hold on. I'm not ready yet. Jesus Christ.
Jesus, don't you have it memorized?
Right, no, of course not.
All right, warm me.
All right, hold on.
All right. Microwave number didn't work.
Get ready, I'll tell you when.
Okay, go ahead, boss.
And now.
Yeah.
718-344-2228.
All right. 2251. Got it. 2251. Got it.
Right.
I got you. I'll call you back in about how long? Maybe 30 minutes, you think? 20, 15?
Well, I don't need any time if you're going to call me back. I'm ready to answer that thing right now.
Oh, okay, good. All right, call you back. Bye-bye.
Alright, cool.
Alright, let's get him back. Anyway. So, KDK, you explained, now, when you did the Siobhan thing, and if you don't want to talk about it because it's private, it's okay, but during the audio, you say that it felt good. You were just saying that to make him happy, like you said, but then later on you said, was it like fucking like an ear? Yeah, hey, Zola, we got you back. We're talking about the big Siobhan event with KDK. So was it warm at all, KDK? Do you recall?
No, it was like a cold, dead piece of meat, really.
God, there's one, I remember the video, I look for the video and I can't find it even on Torrent anywhere. Did you get a copy of that Howard TV video of it for yourself?
They sent it to me.
They did? Oh, that's nice of them. That was cool. How nice of them. That's great. Do you know the part where it spreads its legs? Oh, God, I just retched once. I remember seeing them being like, oh. It was so surreal, though. It's like someone I knew was doing on the Howard Stern show first and then doing that. It was quite epic. Now, the smell, that I'm guessing really horrid.
There was no smell except for the apartment, because there were so many cats. Everything. You couldn't smell anything over the smell of cat piss.
Oh, and how, like, we're talking like almost 100 cats, maybe? Not that much, right? Exaggeration.
No, but they were strays from the street that came in and out, and ones that she kept hostage in there and didn't let out at all. You know what I'm saying?
You saw the cage that I fucked her in. She had a cage set up around her bed so that the cats wouldn't be, like, piling on top of her. Oh. It, him, whatever.
Yeah.
While he was sleeping.
No, I didn't know it was like a segregated cage, like a quarantine cage.
Yeah, it was like a like chicken wire and shit, like all around the bed.
Oh, no, I did not know that.
He blew it on that episode because it made it so much more epic.
Yeah. You know what really pissed me off? And I don't listen to the Howard Stern show as much as I used to anymore. What really pissed me off was Richard. He ruined that bit because you were trying to do your thing, and he starts going, retching.
He was doing shtick.
Yeah, and it
was funny.
No.
And what otherwise would have been funnier. Yeah. He was just overtaking by trying to do his stupid shtick.
Yeah,
I don't think the shtick was funny.
No, it wasn't funny. It ruined it. It was annoying and loud. You couldn't tell what happened. It distracted you.
The funny part was when I got disgusted and I jumped out of there and I like ran naked like through this disgusting apartment barefoot. God knows what kind of diseases I could have contracted to jump into the bathtub.
Oh my God!
And then
right?
I was with Howard Stern, and he puts Siobhan on, and I'm like, I'm pissing in her bathtub, and she's like, you better not. I'm like, this place is a rotten, disgusting, filthy, abandoned mess, and you're worried about me pissing in your bathtub?
There's so much piss in that house, and a little bit that's going to go down the drain is ruining for it.
Piss is the least of her problems.
Oh, God. You better not be. Oh, she got that tranny voice, you know, that you better not. Oh, God.
There was also a line where I compared her to Gollum, and they cut that out.
Because of the bald
head. I compared him to Gollum.
Oh, man. She really needs to get extensions or something, too, man. Because that bald head handkerchief thing going on, not cool.
I don't know how I was able to keep it up for that.
Oh, God, yeah. Well,
you cut that part out, but I had my boyfriend, like, blowing me, like, right up until the moment where they started filming so that I could be hard.
Keith, right? He basically fluffed you, right? Yeah.
Exactly. It was my fluffer. Yep.
Oh, man. And you said you banged him as soon as you got home. You had to get that frustration out. Ugh.
Well, I got to tell you something, though. When I set that whole thing up, I was only hoping and praying that he would go through with it because I didn't think for a moment in life, not even for a second, that he would literally go through 100% with it. And he did. He manned up and took one for the team. And he just, you know, he did what he did, man. And fucking, you got to be proud of somebody who does that, no matter how degenerate
the act
is.
I know what a fake vagina feels like.
Yeah.
And it don't feel like an ass, and it don't feel like a vagina. It feels like a piece of dead meat.
It feels like a lubed-up glove, right? It felt like a lubed-up glove, basically. It's a
dick
fucking that's pooped out and turned inside out, right?
Yep.
So, Siobhan, didn't she spend, like, a long time with a stint, too? She was like, I gotta get Randy and all
that
stuff.
They cut a lot of that out on the show, but she had to spend a lot of time with the stints.
Just to get you in, because it's not real.
Because
her body's always trying to heal that up, because it's not supposed to be like that.
Right, it's a wound. It's your body constantly is trying to close it.
Yeah,
right, no, but there's no flushing system there or anything like that. It's just it's like if somebody left a plastic bag inside your body or something, you know?
Oh, man. That's just nuts. Yeah.
When they make that area, that pocket that's in there, they don't put, like, you know, natural fluids to flush through and empty it out, you know?
I wish they would release, like, the uncensored tapes because they cut so much out. Like, so much happened in the taxi. Or she's asking me, like, or he's asking me, will you make out with me? And I'm like, no.
Oh, no, really? I had no idea about that.
There was a scene in the taxi where she's telling me, well, you better not be violent with, or he's telling me, you better not be violent with me. Because when I experience violence, then the split personality comes out. And she had a name for the personality. And there's a scene where I just like, slapped my hand to my forehead, and I'm like, I can't believe that I'm going to do this.
Oh, man. You almost backed out right there, probably. You were like, this is not... God.
Yeah, somehow or another.
Fuck it. I used a condom. There's no... Right there.
There should have been a prize for, like, fucking $10,000 for that.
Yeah. But hey, you got on Howard and all that. You made a few appearances after that with Hypogeric, right? I think you had some bar or something like that.
I did an appearance with High Pitch. Nobody wanted to talk to High Pitch, but everybody wanted to talk to me because it was the night after that show aired.
Nice. Awesome.
Everyone was like, what's it like to fuck a fake vagina? I'm like, it's probably exactly like fucking a fleshlight, except only maybe a little more dense, tough.
A little more give back, right? Yeah.
No, a lot less give back.
Oh, really? Oh, more than I guess a fleshlight, yeah, but it's kind of like, you know, the dead hand technique to masturbation where you don't feel yourself doing it. I'm getting out of this. All right, look, we got another washer and dryer here for sale, guys. Zolar's still trying to do his first call. I keep not getting picked up. You what?
Yeah, well, are you guys able to hear me without any problem? Do I sound okay?
Yeah, you sound great.
You sound like you're in a car. You're all right. We can manage. Don't worry about it, man. This is Madhouse. We're used to this.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
That number didn't go through. Bleh. Zolar, are you back? Are you on your motorcycle, Zolar?
This is not a PC reunion.
Yeah.
With me and Zolar. We need Sean Ward.
He was on earlier. You missed. Lego was on already. Lego said he couldn't make it too late. He had a change in his scheduling, and Sean Ward has a video he's recording right now with some people. He's taken off on YouTube. He's looking at 100,000 subscribers in the next month. He said, "That's the Sean Ward show on YouTube. Be sure to add that."
I recognize his talent right away, and I still have some of his. If he ever does get famous, I have his. He signed like some kind of crazy autographs for me, and he signed some comic books. You know, he used to. That's how he started out. He did like comic books.
Underground comic books in Toronto, in the Canadian Toronto Canadian.
Actually, pretty goddamn good.
Yeah. Oh, funny guy. Well, he stayed at my. Remember, he came over. He stayed at my place for a few days, and he gave me those copies of his comic books. Signed and everything. Yeah, he's a super talented guy, and he's making it.
When he gets famous, we're going to make ducats off of that one. Yeah. Off those.
Yeah. Alright. Here's we got a portable wooden crib. Zolar, can you work with a portable wooden crib?
Yeah, let me try. If you guys mute and I just make believe I'm in the car trying to talk about it, what state is it in?
We're still in Austin, Texas. And they're asking 40 for this thing. 40.
They grow them dumb down there.
Yeah. They stay in the crib a long time down there. What's my call right now?
Thank you for calling. I'm not available, so please leave a message after the...
All right, redialing.
Oh, why didn't you let him leave a message?
He's up out here.
No, it's fine. I'm redialing. And if the second time they don't pick up, they can leave a message. Zolar, you can leave a message at the redial.
All right.
Too long, to be honest with you.
I can say I was listening earlier and
let me this.
I saw Jim Stewart because I heard him and he was doing those flip flop prank calls and that was great.
Yeah. Let me move away from. I'm gonna just go for a business so we can get something going here. Shit.
Stop the song.
Stop the song. Dash. Yeah. Dashkin Indian Cuisine. Is the music bothering you, KDK?
No, Pink Floyd's Money.
Oh. You don't like Pink Floyd's Money? It's a great song.
No, it's
cool.
How am I calling?
Yeah, Indian food?
Okay. Yes, how you doing? Can you hear me okay? I'm in the car.
Hello.
Sir? Yes,
hello.
Can you hear me okay? I'm in my car.
Yes.
Okay. My wife said that she called over to your restaurant. She wanted to order some food, and you couldn't understand her?
Well.
Do you have people that speak English, sir?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Can we speak to somebody who speaks English? My wife said that you didn't understand her, and that you were very rude and talked about her labia
when?
Being flappy.
No, when?
Okay, well, who said anything about her labia? I want to know.
No, when she called me?
I don't know. It must have been about 40 minutes ago. And I have her on freeway right now. So why don't you explain to honey?
No, I did not get any calls from your end.
Was you?
Okay, she said that. She said you, she was trying to order, and you said, please close your legs, that there's an echo.
You said my legs.
No, this is the first call I'm getting from 5 o'clock.
But what does that mean, close your legs, there's an echo? I don't understand why you would say that to a woman, sir.
Sir, did you call Dakshin Restaurant at Shamar Branch?
Did I do what?
No.
What did you say, sir? Are you apologizing? Because
no.
I can get my wife on
no.
the phone right now.
No. I did not any calls. I did not, you know, get any calls from your wife.
Okay, sir, it may be your culture to lie, but here in America, we tell the truth, okay?
Hello, sir. I am saying that, you know, can you understand what I am telling? I did not get any calls from your wife. This is the first call I'm receiving from 5 o'clock.
Okay, my wife is texting me right now. Are you there?
Squirrels were nesting in my vagina. Can I demand an apology?
Eli finally hung up. What a doofus that guy.
Turned off by that voice.
I was giving you the opportunity to bring that character in. What's that character's name again, KDK?
Jill.
Jill Rosenthal. Based on Kevin's dead mother.
Was Kevin's dead mother Jill also, or you just come up with that name?
No, what's her name? Her name was Linda.
Linda. Okay, that's right. You did say that already, I think.
My sister went to school with a friend named Jill Rosenberg, so I just made Jill Rosenthal.
Rosenthal.
I missed that. It's like, hello, dear. I can't even do it.
Hello, dear.
Yeah. That sounds like it's got to kill you.
It sounds
kill your
like,
voice?
Like a double voice.
It's got to kill your voice after a while, though. Remember, you probably...
It does.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I wouldn't be able to do it. I'd be scratching...
I'm still young, I'm strong, I can do that voice for hours. I might cough like crazy, but...
Yeah! No problem. KDK, you haven't done shows in a while, right? Are you retired? Are you going to come back anytime? Or
I can be back any day now.
Yeah. Okay. You are? Really? I'm being serious. KDK Frank calls.
I can be back this very next Saturday.
Okay. Good.
So I'm going to be because the stream is still there. I still have it.
Good.
Maybe I can open it up, and I could go off the air with you and go on the air right now if I wanted to.
Well, yeah, you could.
I won't, but on Saturday, maybe I will.
Okay, no, it's fine. You go on wherever you want. It's free country, you know, but...
I'm so upset that we never got a little network together where we became something. We had a good situation going, man, and we just didn't know how to network like others on the internet do.
I blame Prankmaster. He was envious of our powers.
Prankmaster was one of the highlights of these.
Well, he was the saboteur.
Him on the phone.
He is. He's scheduled to start join up here in a little bit. As a matter of fact, he said he was going to join around 8 o'clock. That's in about 8 minutes. So I'm hoping he's going to be.
Awesome.
All right. Well, anyway, if I start cutting out, feel free to just fucking hang up on me or anything. But yeah, I think Chaos was a little bit of Prankmaster was a little bit of a fucking saboteur.
And he's going to come on the air with us.
And he what?
Maybe not. He's listening right now. And I was like, no fucking way.
Yeah, I'm saving stuff because we got to ask him about the time Zolar peed on his feet, the time that the hooker came.
The video.
Yeah, there was. Is that video ever anywhere, Zolar?
I have that video.
Oh, you do?
I do.
I don't know if anybody ever put it anywhere other on the internet, but it's in one of my old PCs.
Did you contact me like a year ago?
Did
you ask me to send that video, or was that someone else? And
no,
I sent him the video where Zolar peed on his socks.
Oh, that, why did he take his socks off? That's worse to get peed on your socks. Oh, because it, ooh, it's all squishy and then it gets cold. No, the fuck that. I'd rather have it just bounce right off and you can. I don't want to be festering there and marinating.
He squishes anyway.
Yeah, right. What was he gonna keep the socks? I don't get it.
You're right. Hang on. Let me see if Milkman is. Give me a sec. I might lose you, KDK. If I lose you, I'll call you right back. All right, buddy. Hang on.
Well, listen, let me talk to everybody, have a good show, because my shit sounds like Ungatz.
Okay, you're fine. Well...
If I'm fine, I'm good. I'm ready to hang.
You're
you know
good.
I mean?
No, you're fine. You stay on, man. You sound fine.
Okay.
Milkman, are you here?
Yeah, because I'm in the mountains and I keep going in and out.
Call me.
I know that.
Yeah, Milkman, can you stay on
your
here?
Your Skype connection doesn't work.
Stay on.
Call
here.
Me.
No, I got you. I got you. Stay on here because I need you off in order to do calls for right now. Because
I can't hold the connection. It keeps dropping out, dude. I'll lose you again.
Well, can you wait for a little bit while we do some calls and we'll pick you up later? Because I want to be able to. Is that okay?
Yeah, okay. If you lose me, then just forget it. But then just call me whenever, whatever. Okay, guys, go ahead and do calls then. I'll just listen.
Aw, I'm sorry. Don't be mad. We'll start to hang up.
If you lose me, there's no way I can get back a hold of you. Well, so go ahead, man. Well, do the calls, man. Have fun.
Don't you know? Come on, you don't be like that.
I lost you. Already.
Look,
God
KDK's here. Don't be like that. KDK's here.
Skype's
fucked! Yeah, we know.
Yeah, that was how I was singing his praises only moments ago.
Hello?
You're here, Milkman. Nope. Yes, you're here, Milkman.
I hear you now. Okay, there you are. It keeps saying lost connection.
Okay. All right, well, don't go anywhere. Just don't pretend it's not doing that, okay? And we'll keep you on. All right? All right, hey.
Thanks.
All right, so here's my idea. I've got an LA Fitness. This is a gym, or a gymnasium, as they call it on the West Coast. We can call them, and I think Jill Rosenthal maybe could be doing a gym membership thing.
Can I beseech the listeners?
Yeah.
Everybody knows that I love to call the old people.
Yeah.
So please send some numbers. Instead of businesses and restaurants, please send numbers for befuddled old people.
Would you like to call UK wankers, as we call them, old British people at home? I have a whole ton of those I can get for you.
Okay. I love UK calls.
All right, let's do some UK. It's not super.
Who's on here now? Who's on this show? I don't even know who's on here. Who's on here now?
Zolar and KDK, along with me and you, Milkman. Okay.
Okay.
Milkman, be nice, all right? Because I hear you're getting a little upset.
Oh, I'm trying to be nice. I can't hear very good. I apologize, guys. Right. I don't mean to interrupt.
All right. Let me turn this music down.
I hear Milkman better than anybody else. I love that guy's voice, and he's hysterical in your show.
Yeah. He sounds the best. Milkman.
I love you, Zolar. I'm going to go back on mute, man. Go tear up some ass, you guys. Everybody, tear them up. The triumvirate in the house. The Axis.
The Axis prank calls. We need Lego. I'm hoping he can join us again. He was on earlier, like I said, KDK, but he couldn't stick around.
I missed that part. I wish we could get Jin back.
Yeah, and he was here too. He said he has to work tomorrow. I know he was. He was having a good old time. I love that guy. All right, here is
Ted Webb.
Ted Webb said he's going to try to join in about an hour from now. He said he might be able to make it. Starting in an hour or two. So yeah.
Is he still pissy with me, or is he okay?
No, he's not. No, he's not. He's fine. He's doing the Blue Planet thing. He has an app now, Android app for his station. It looks really nice. He's doing some things. BluePlanetPrankRadio.net. Everybody, be sure to check that out. He's got the best.
Pepper an iPhone app.
It's an Android app because the fee to get an iPhone app publishes crazy. So he's working on the Android for now.
But 100% of the population has.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's arguable. Listen. J. Dave, these are all British people, wankers, named Davies. It is now, almost 1 o'clock in the morning over there?
They're not asleep yet. Yeah. Let's save that for like another hour.
You want to call later? Okay, all right. I'm
going to wait until they're asleep.
All right, we can do that. No problem. Well, those will be ready for us. I'll keep calling around. I think Zolar dropped.
To talk to elderly people, retirement homes. Retirement communities.
Yeah. Does anyone have any old people for us?
It's been a long time since I've gotten a date with an 85-year-old woman.
85-year-old piece of tail.
There's that laugh. Yeah. I haven't heard the KDK laugh in years, man. I've got to say, I missed everything up till now. I finally heard the KDK laugh. Thank you, bro.
Here's something I get into. It's called Lowe's Home Improvement. Lowe's Roulette. Everyone in the chat room. Let me kill that real quick. Everyone in the chat room, if you can do me a favor, start typing in a number between 3 and 6 right now. And whoever's last after I say the word poop in there, that is a number that we will dial. Go ahead and start now. Yeah, start it. I've typed the word, and we got option number 6 is what we'll hear. We're doing Lowe's Roulette, as I like to call it.
Busy now. Please?
Yeah, yeah. Right.
You know what's fun, too? Let's do this with the neighbors.
What's that?
Look up an address in New Milford, Connecticut.
Okay.
And find a phone.
Thank you for calling Lowe's.
And then on white pages...
En español, marche tres. For directions,
you can
press 1. For store hours, press 2. To reach a department directly, press 5. Or to speak with... For information on transferring to flooring, please hold.
Flooring we got. All right, so look up an address in New Milford and then reverse search the number?
Find neighbors.
Okay.
And then find the numbers for their neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll get them fighting.
You know what I like to do is...
I'm in floors.
Yeah, hey, how you doing? This is floors, right? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Do you have the springs that go for the floor?
The springs that go for the floor?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yeah, we're looking for the springs for the floor to make it go.
I have no idea what you're talking about, sir.
Me and my boyfriend, Ed, we get real frisky at night in the bedroom, and we got these springs on the floor, and they go up and down. And we busted one of those because I weigh like 350 pounds. I busted one of them last night. It went boing, it went right up his asshole.
It went boing, boing, fuck.
Yeah. Hello? There it is.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, we're trying to get a replacement for the spring here.
I don't have it.
Do you have any springs there?
I might have a few. Let me transfer you over there.
All right, asshole. Milkman, you got a lot of wind there, buddy. Close your window. Suffocate, please. Thank you.
Sorry, my mute button got stuck here.
Suffer, bitch. Kitty Case is saying that a lot back in the Brill building.
Suffer, bitch.
Suffer, bitch. You would say, there's no show tonight. Suffer, bitch.
Please.
Someone was going to send me some church directory numbers. Plenty of old people in those church directories.
You want trouble? You have come to the right place.
You.
The power of Christ compels you.
It sounded like a devil.
Come on, front desk, pick up already.
There's nothing nearby my desk.
All right, I'm pulling up a map for New Milford, Connecticut, as you suggested. And you said just found a residence, you said? Alright.
Before I forget, let me ask KDK, is Crab Girl still alive, KDK? That little girl, that little crippled girl used to live in your neighborhood.
KDK, you hear that? Are you back, KDK? KDK, you there? Milkman, do something about your background noise, please.
What is it?
Your background noise. Can you do something about it, please?
Did I make him mad or something? I didn't hear what happened. I asked him a question. I didn't make him mad.
He didn't. He hasn't answered yet, and I'm asking you to do something about your background noise in the meantime.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. I muted it. I was just talking to you. I couldn't hear what was going on.
KDK, you there? I think he has a connection issue.
Yes. I said instead of going to the bathroom, I went and I grabbed a piss jug.
Yes.
So I'm going to be peeing into it all night tonight.
Uh-huh.
By the time it's full, it'll be dark.
PJ!
And then I can pitch it out the window.
Out the window.
The old days. Oh, just like
just don't accidentally forget and drink it.
No.
I've come close to that in the hospital. And as a matter of fact...
Dude, that's happened to me before when I was drunk, man. Got that fucker up to my mouth and you feel this warm bottle. Shut it down. Don't tip it.
What's
if it feels warm, set it down.
What's worse, drinking warm piss or cold piss? I would say cold piss. Oh, Milkman, you gotta do... You can't... You sound like shit, man.
If I lean in, you can hear the pee. If you're real quiet.
This is terrible Skype thing. I'm going to just mute it.
Milkman, it's your window. It's your car. Your window.
You were supposed to be quiet so you could hear my,
I know,
hear my pee.
You know him. Milkman. Be quiet. I can't hear you pee. Did you have a nice pee?
I'm still pee.
Oh, man. Still can't hear it. Put it up real close.
I can't lean down that far, otherwise it's going to come out of the bottle.
Do you ever make your urethra talk? Like, me, me, me? You ever do that?
Is the bottle cold or hot?
I've had girls who have done that. And they don't understand that it doesn't feel good when they try to stick their tongue down your urethra.
Oh, fucking bitches. No, don't do that. Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but sometimes I make the little pee-pee hole talk. Like, go, me, 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 like that.
Sometimes when you're peeing, you can do that and you can, like, spray all across the room.
Oh, yeah, you get, like, that double. I get that double. Is that bad if I have a double spray sometimes?
How about the fork pee stream, you know, like the fork tongue of a snake?
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I usually get on his shoe.
I think that means I have kidney problems. That,
your dick hole is acting like Siobhan's fake vagina trying to seal itself shut.
it's like a wound. All right, look, here's an old person.
Oh, I love it.
But it's in the UK.
An old lady or an old dude?
It just says J, the letter J.
Let's find out.
Edgar, hello.
Hello, your call cannot be taken at the moment, so please leave your message.
Yeah, here's a different one.
That was a UK wake-up call.
Yeah. I'm still
Edgar, Jill, oh my God, this is funny.
You're really...
wake them up when it's like 4 in the morning.
You're really into not waking them up yet. All right, I'll keep calling elsewhere. Dwight's sending in some numbers, he said, I thought. He's sending a number for Linda Blair, the actress. This is her cell phone number. You know Linda Blair, of course. You're a big...
I'm going to call her up and say the power of Christ compels.
Yeah, let's do it. Linda Blair. See if she picks up.
Oh, good. Yep, your voice. Perfect.
Let's see what happens. She ain't gonna answer.
That's even worse. I'm so upset to read that.
What?
You have reached the voicemail box of 773.
What did you read? What happened?
Betsy Palmer died.
Oh.
She's the original Jason's mom serial killer from Friday the 13th, Part 1.
Oh.
I prank called her once.
I didn't.
Hermano, can you try and do a call later with him doing like Edgar and then you using the white devil voice changer, like use his voice with that?
Yeah, I could do anything if he wants, if he can.
Dude, I think it'd be hilarious, man. Like if you guys don't mind, I would love to hear a real cool call like that.
We do mind, but we'll do it. Ed Rosenthal, you're saying. Okay. The following is a cat litter box and accessories that are apparently for sale. I wonder if they're...
Is it Ed Rosenthal or is Edgar Rosenthal? Well, I'm wrong. Stop getting old, KDK.
All right. You're driving again, Milkman.
Sometimes middle age.
Yeah, this looks like a used litter box. That's nasty. $10.
Hello?
Hello, I was calling about your ad. Do you have the litter box for sale?
The what?
You had the litter box, the kitty box for sale. I saw it up on the line. Can I ask you, how many cats have used the box?
Just one.
Only one? And how long has the one cat used the box?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't keep up with it.
Can I ask why you're getting rid of the box? Is it...
Cat's still cat.
Around, or has it keeled over?
Huh?
The box. You said it was used by only one kitty. Is the kitty still around, or has it shuffled off this mortal coil?
No, the cat's no longer here.
Is it dead? That's what I mean.
Right.
No, that's not the proper answer. I'm asking you, is the cat still alive?
No, he's,
he's passed.
Mr. Tookum. Yeah.
Mr. Tookums? Was that his name?
Right. Hey, it's okay. I'm not going to sell it. I'm just going to throw it away, okay? Thanks for calling.
I'll give you the $10.
I think you reminded him of his dead cat and he got all sad.
I think he thought I was...
I'm just going to throw it away. Never mind. All right.
You got a little broken up. Mr. Snookums.
How are your cats doing, KDK? Are they good? They good?
That would be sad. He said something else. I didn't understand. I'll have to listen back to that one again.
Who were your cats? You had Sebastian and who else? I forget now. Sebastian.
That's what I was going to ask you. Thank you for asking that question.
Sebastian is my wonderful, and I just said his name, so he's sleeping on the couch. He's looking over at me because I said his name.
Oh.
He is my wonderful, beautiful, purebred Blue Point Siamese cat. Somewhere around here there's... there's Gussie. She is a wonderful, another purebred Seal Point female Siamese cat. And my ex-boyfriend's cat is still here somewhere, probably sitting in the window.
Keith's cats? I don't know. Keith had a cat of his own.
Yeah, Keith had a cat.
And I remember Mouse, a passed away, rest in peace, Mouse.
Passed away, yes.
Yeah.
Is K-Bone still alive? Is K-Bone still around?
I have an update.
Yeah?
I probably didn't say anything, but you guys don't know his name. I can tell you. After we broke up, he went on a wild tear, like fucking, and he contracted herpes.
Ooh. Nice. Well, not nice. Oh. I'm sorry, but damn.
It sucks because he could have gotten way worse.
Well, he could have gotten HIV, yeah. Yeah. Totally, of course.
Yeah,
yeah, or killed for.
Ow.
And the funniest thing is, he went to the place to get tested for herpes, and he knew he had herpes because he was having like sores and outbreaks, and they gave him like the medicine to control it. There is no cure for herpes. Uh-uh. All listeners out there, be safe because there is no cure even for herpes. There's no cure. Even after 100 years, there's still no cure for herpes.
Yeah.
Nope.
And
it's a virus.
He tried to pay the bills by sending them his old address, which is here. And that's how I found out that he had herpes, because
nice.
He built his herpes medication.
Classy. That's real classy shit.
The first thing I did was go get myself tested, even though I never had an outbreak. I just had to make sure and found out I'm clean as a whistle.
Good, good, good for you, man. And everyone should get tested, even if you have any doubt at all.
It's better whether you're hetero or gay.
Yeah, everyone right. should be tested. You never know, man. A lot of women are dirty, too. A lot of men, straight men, are dirty, too. Yeah.
Everybody's about to get sick.
Yeah, and the thing is, a lot of women deal with are married to men who say they're celibate and they're out hooking up in glory holes and stuff like that and cheating on their wives because they want to get in on with men. KDK can tell you probably. He's dealt with this.
Fine.
There's a lot of glory holers out there.
Yeah. And
I've been sleeping with women. Every woman that I sleep with lately is married.
Oh, okay. There you go. Cha-ching, man. Hey, whatever. That's cool. You don't feel bad about that at all.
If you get one of these rich divorce stays there.
Every marriage eventually fails. So whether I cause it to
get the rich one and then go retire, KDK.
Yeah, it was gonna happen. Yeah.
Well, okay. That's something I said. Maybe I forgot to say. I didn't want to talk about.
Yeah. Okay. No problem. We won't talk about it. Sorry. We got cattle hay for sale. Cattle hay.
His money.
That's
the only thing I don't want to talk about.
Okay. All right. No problem. That's understandable.
Milk I'll talk about Siobhan. I'll talk about Howard Stern. I'll talk about whatever. Okay. The only thing I don't want to talk about is money.
All right. What about Crazy Dave? Well, we'll see if this call connects. Crazy Dave. Fucking guy. He doesn't.
Let me ask. His phone is ringing. I'll ask him about Crazy
Hello.
Dave. Hello. Hello. How are you doing, love?
Hello.
Crazy Dave.
Do what?
David Ferentino.
I can barely hear you. Who's this?
He's fair because he told me that he lives hidden in your cupboard.
I can't hear you.
Oh my God.
May I please speak to David?
David?
Yes, he's there right now. You may not know, but if you call out his name, perhaps it'll come out.
Do what?
He recently contacted me, and he told me that he's been living under your sink.
Who are you looking for?
Well, we call him Crazy David, but you would probably just refer to him as the weird guy who lives under the sink.
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
He contacted me yesterday. Through.
He's gone, he's gone. Under the sink. Yeah. So he doesn't live, he was above you, right? Floor above you?
No, he got evicted. He lived a couple doors down. There's a new crazy person there now.
Nice.
A less dangerous, a more helpful crazy person there.
Yeah, Crazy Dave. I always remember Zola would call him and he'd come to your place and be like, Howard Stern's on the phone. Howard Stern.
Yeah. He used to bother me all the time because he thought he was like a star on the Howard Stern show because Zoller would prank him.
Yeah, and then I think Billy Mira pranked him with whatever voice he used to do. The one. Yeah, he's like, oh man.
Pranked him and he told him that he had dead cats frozen.
Oh yeah, in his freezer. Yes.
You remember that one?
Yeah, I do.
I'm sorry, the person you were trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up.
What was the dead frozen cat's name? That he gave that was frozen in his freezer, and he couldn't bury him because the ground was frozen.
I have no idea. If the chat room has a guess, go for it. Any of our older listeners in there.
But, and I can't think of the answer off the top of my head, but if somebody gave the right answer, I would know it immediately.
All right, well, we can just start naming names. Oh, man, Crazy Dave. Yeah, that guy.
He just went along with it because anytime somebody prank called him, he thought he was on the Howard Stern show.
Yeah.
And so he was performing.
Yeah, I just remember Zolar telling him, "Yeah, go wake up Dave. Go to
Keith's
house. He'd wake you and Keith K-Bone up and shit. You guys, fuck.
I give the number to a crazy person. That's enough. Yeah. Just don't involve me.
Absolutely.
Why do you get involved me?
Yeah.
Cat's name was is that maybe Tippy or Buttons?
Buttons. All right, Milkman, you there? Control your background noise, Mr. Milkman. Please, I'm begging you. I'm praying. My bladder's getting full, so in a minute we're gonna take a quick break so I can pee. I don't have a piss jug.
We'll get one. At the end of the show, we'll pitch them out the window together.
I have an unused, brand new piss jug in a container there from when I broke my ankle. They gave it to me, and I never used it. But I have one I could get, but not now.
A jug with a screw-on lid that I bought at the dollar store.
Is that what you use? Does it have a big, wide mouth? You have to have the wide mouth.
I actually gave one to my neighbor because he's like obsessed with Grand Theft Auto 5.
Uh-huh. All right.
Like, I can't leave. I gotta pee, but I can't leave. And I'm like, well, here's a pistol. And he's like, ta-da!
Are you playing GTA 5 at all, or that's just him?
I played GTA 5 on PS3. I don't have a PS4 yet because there's nothing really worthwhile to justify buying a new system yet. But, yeah, I'm on. If anybody wants to play Grand Theft Auto 5 with me, I am KDK Pranks on PS3, so you can friend me and we can go kill people together.
Yeah, get blowjobs.
Or try to kill each other, whatever.
Yeah, I play a lot on PC. There's a group of us that plays on PC. Ever since it came out. Yeah, not as much as we used to when it first hit, but we've had a lot of fun. We've been doing it on Twitch and stuff like that. It's been pretty fun. Fun stuff. Yeah. Here, real quick, this is a M-Audio Axiom Pro. I guess this is a USB MIDI controller. Whatever. I'm just gonna...
How big is your vagina?
Who? Me? What? My vagina? Milkman? Oh, he dropped again. You know him. Let me try him again.
Oh.
Let me call
him. How big is your vagina?
That's the song. Come on, Milkman, pick up. It's always the thing with the Milkman. You should probably say, just don't. Why do you put him on if you can't fucking? He doesn't contribute anything. His body sucks. He said that once about.
Faces everybody was on. That's his role.
Milkman, you there?
Hey, there you are.
All right, we'll keep you on here, okay? How's that?
Yeah, Milkman, how big is your vagina?
Milkman, you got an answer
for me? No, I hear you. Okay.
KDK asked you a question. Hello?
I didn't hear what she said there. I was connecting. I just got connected. What happened?
How big is your vagina?
Oh, how big is my vagina? Oh, shit, it's almost as big as my head.
You stick your head up.
It's a gaping hole, man. It's as wide as the gap between my ears.
Yeah. Kid,
who always asked me that? I'm always like, oh, it's deep.
I got to get a measuring stick out, so let me get back with you guys on that one. Now, if you want to know how deep, it's not very deep.
No, volume is what we're looking for.
Volume, yeah. Okay, it's very wide, but not very deep. So, it's got a large surface area.
It's deceptive. All right.
So you need more exposure.
All right.
Just look for the orange peel. Just look for the orange peel dimples. You'll be all right.
Oh, okay. I'm going to call for this USB connector thing here. Let's see what happens.
Let Milkman start.
Milkman, start it.
And how are we calling it?
25 key USB MIDI controller. It's like a keyboard. Say that.
Okay.
If you don't want to, I will. I say pass.
What's a keyboard? What's a keyboard? I don't have a keyboard.
Is that apartment screaming at the top of their lungs?
Spring? Scream.
Hello, this is Kenny Kristwick. I can't get to the phone.
Sounds like a country singer's name. This instead is a Roth 1964 Rat Fink Ring and Charms. What the hell is that? Let me pull up that ad. These are some kind of toys? Some kind of charm toys, KDK? I'll post it in the Skype chat here. If you want to take a look, maybe you recognize them. I don't recognize this toy at all. They're from 65. I'm not trying to say you're old, but maybe you know what they are. Original Ed Big Daddy Roth memorabilia. I've never heard of this shit before.
Big Daddy Roth? Is that like a... That's not like a... No. That Daddy Garland was a funny car racer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who that is. Daddy Roth.
You probably know better than us. I don't know. They're like ring charms.
Ring charms?
I
don't know. That's a weird one.
It is a weird one.
Very obscure.
Yeah, and because of that, I'll start it off just because it's...
If you want to layer the tiers of PCU, you would have Monkey Phone at the bottom, yeah, right?
Right.
And then probably like Sean Ward.
Okay.
And then Carlito, and then me, and then Zolar, and then Dr. Lego. He's crazy. He's like stupid old.
Remember, he was the king of prank calls.
Somebody's trying to sell this stupid thing.
Yeah.
Post a link in the chat room so they can see this.
What? Hang on, let me get it.
They look like 10-cent erasers you would put on the end of your pencil.
Yeah, I just want to chew them and eat them.
Or junior high.
Yeah.
And how much do they want for this shit?
$18? Like, why even bother? Just throw the shit out. No one's going to buy this crap. I love it when they bring stuff like this to that pawn shop show, whatever it's called, Pawn Stars.
Yeah, and heart gets broken. They realize that their garbage really is garbage.
And they're always like, well, I'm going to hang on to it because that's bullshit. I don't believe it.
I'm not selling this for a dollar because it's a priceless family heirloom.
That show's a piece of shit. I hate that.
Yeah, Milkman's family there with that voice.
You're with them Rothschild doors. What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
You got them Roth 1960s Rat Fink ring and charm?
Yeah, I'm the one.
Oh, yeah? Where'd you fish those out of?
Those have been in my personal collection since the 60s, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm 64 years old, so yeah, I've had them ever since I was a teenager, man. Because at that, when I saw these, I had a 1964 GTO.
Yeah? And all right. So how many sexual organs have they been inside?
Probably about 100.
Yeah, you put them on a ring like those bedlam beads.
And he never even broke the fucking tail on the green one.
What you do? He's gone. Oh, damn.
Sorry, man, I lost it there.
Oh, yeah, you lost it up your asshole?
That's pretty good. That's pretty funny.
That is a good one, isn't it? I'm going to put Ed Rosenthal in. He's the one that's really interested in them.
Okay, thanks, but no thanks.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I used to collect these.
Well, he said thanks, but no thanks. He's gone. You're sounding a little low, KDK. Your volume went down.
I used to collect these. Is he still there?
No, he left. He left.
Oh. Yeah, he was... good thing you didn't hear me say, is he still there?
No. I was wondering. Okay. What time is it? Where are we at? Are we at 9 yet? Almost.
Back to ask how he didn't break the tail off the green one while he was sticking it up his ass.
That's what you hook it on, man, to get it out. That's the backup. You tie a little string to the end of that.
Cock ring. It's rubber. It stretches.
The pink one, probably. Yeah, that's a nice little look to a cock ring.
See at the top of its head? It's got the little cock hole.
Yeah, that's a small cock.
That's what you put your dick through.
That's a small peepee. No one has a cock that small.
No, it stretches.
Oh, you think so? It's like that gummy stuff. That would be like, that's some pressure. That's scary, though. Have that big green... It's just like in front of your nuts is big green whatever the fuck this is. Green mouse. Oh, man. All right, so we're approaching 9 o'clock. It's 8:30 right now.
Yeah.
KDK, I'm very happy you're joining us here.
I'm very happy to be here.
Thanks, man.
Dude, it's a real privilege and an honor to have you back around, KDK. I really have missed you, brother, man. You know, much love, man. You still are my old cerebro of the prank world, man. It's good to hear you, man.
Good to hear you, too. And I hope to hear from you when I start doing my show again.
Yeah.
KDK. Of course, dude. It's good, man. It's good, man. You the man.
Yeah.
Website right. May have been dormant for the past 8 months, but or 2 years or... 3 or 4 years.
Don't worry about it. You know what you need, though? No offense. You need to update the website, the look of it. Because you used to make fun of Lego. You used to say that his site looked like a MySpace page from a long time ago. But your site could use a... Maybe.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I'm not talking shit. Maybe some WordPress up in there, you know?
Yours looks like a cluttered bumblefuck. How about that?
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm not doubting that. But it's always have. I never know what I'm doing with my show page, man.
Yeah, so don't worry about it.
All right. I won't worry.
That's what I'm going for.
I'll mind my business.
You want it to look like an Angel Fire site from 1985.
The GeoCities look.
KDK, man, I love your site, dude. It's like a time warp, dude. It's exactly the way it always has been. I mean, I can count on it, dude. It's the same site, dude. It's perfect.
So not healthy.
All right. Here's a guy. He took his Craigslist ad down. I'm going to see if he picks up, and I'm going to give him shit about taking down the Craigslist ad. It's, fuck that. What's he got to hide?
Oh, man. I've been fucking...
I'm going to have to take a break because I'm going to pee everywhere here in a second. We got Domino's Pizza delivery drivers. In Iwa Beach, that's awesome.
Thank you for calling Traymore at Victory Place.
Lady. Milkman, hang on. KDK, you want to hang on for the break? Can you stay on? Or you got to go?
I'll finger myself in the butthole for a couple minutes, and I'll be back.
Excellent. I knew you could figure it out, man. Cool. All right, so I'm going to take a break here. When we come back, we got more prank calls. KDK's on here with us, along with Milkman. At the top of the hour, we'll transition into the final segment of this 12-hour extravaganza. It'll be the last 3 hours. It'll be a PCN free-for-all. We're going to have the best of PCN. All our hosts are going to... come on, and it'll be a prank call free-for-all. Hopefully, we have enough numbers to get us through that. Keep in mind, we are going to be playing The best of Ernie. Ernie, this is the other Ernie. Milkman, do you remember the guy in Guam that we called three Thanksgivings in a row, kept finding him wherever he was regarding masturbation of horses?
Oh, yeah, horse Ernie, man. Horse, man. Yeah. The original horse.
Kept saying he was masturbating horses. He never understood why. Yeah. We never really understood why, but we just kept doing it. Fuck them, right? All right, so...
Because one of them random jokes that just come out of your head, and you just decided the horses and masturbate, whatever, I mean, we just decided we're going to make a call out of it, and it spawned into a whole big movement, man. Yeah. Famous.
Yeah. Well, you have to masturbate them. That was part of our whole thing.
I always said, so how do you do, you know, what about their shoes? How are you going to masturbate a horse if they're wearing shoes, right?
You get calluses on their calluses, you said, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, all right. So
how's the horse going to reach down if it got shoe on?
Yeah, KDK, I will warn you, there is rap music on this break coming up. Sorry, I know you're not a big fan of that, but that is coming up. All right, I'll be right back in a few. Thank you, everyone, for hanging in there.
Listening to Madhouse Live on the largest prank call station in the nation. Prank Call Nation.
Radio will be back right after this.
I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why shouldn't it be true? I get a kick out of brew. There's only one beer left. Screaming all in our ears like we're dead.
Thank you for holding. This is Ernie. May I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Listen, I was in there earlier tonight, and these people were talking about masturbating a horse, and I want to know an explanation. I want an apology, and I want to get some type of compensation, or I'm going to report you for bestiality.
When did this happen?
2 days ago, and I've been calling in trying to get an answer, and the person who was talking about it, about masturbating a horse, keeps answering the phone, and they refuse to put me through.
Okay, 2 days ago, so that was on Wednesday night.
I want you to write down that someone masturbated a horse.
Okay.
Inside the restaurant while I was there.
Someone, what? You want me to do what?
Masturbated the horse.
Write down in the restaurant.
Well, they were talking about it, so you just write down that they masturbated the horse there.
Okay.
I want you to write down this report. You ready for the first line?
Okay.
Cross was in. On Wednesday.
Okay.
Line 2. Ernie was talking about masturbating the horse.
Ernie was not?
Ernie was talking about masturbating the horse.
How was I talking about it when I wasn't here?
Well, I don't know who it was, but I just have a name now, so I thought maybe you could help me out.
Why would you add something to the story that was false?
Well, because what do you imagine? That the horse is... If they were talking about masturbating a horse and they had a horse there already, I mean, that right there is like, you know, reasonable suspicion right there that Ernie was masturbating a horse. Between me and you, this Ernie person that you're reporting is a perv.
I'm Ernie. So I'm going to report myself as masturbating a horse. But see, what I'm trying to get to the bottom of this whole situation, but you're not helping out by saying that, you know, falsifying statement saying that there's a horse in the restaurant that they were actually masturbating. I can guarantee there was not a horse in the restaurant.
Well, I don't know that the horse is being masturbated. I just saw that Ernie was talking about it the whole time.
No, you said that I was masturbating a horse. You just told me that Ernie was masturbating a horse. when I wasn't even here. So right now, I can't like falsify this information.
Where was Ernie at this whole time?
I was off that night.
You should, okay.
So now that you're complaining to me, I'm trying to get to the bottom of it, but I can't if you're going to give me falsified information about what's going on here.
Where were you at the whole time, though? You were off, but where were you?
Where were you at?
I was in the restaurant, and you were masturbating a horse, apparently.
So you were in the restaurant watching them masturbate this horse?
No. Someone was talking about masturbating the horse, you see.
Okay. So...
So
on Wednesday night, about what time were you here?
It was during the dinner rush.
Dinner rush on Wednesday night.
I was drinking.
You were drinking here? Do you remember what you drank so that I can pull it up on our screen?
I wasn't drinking there. No, I brought in alcohol myself. I brought in those little bottles of Beef Eater.
Oh, okay. So you brought in your own Beef Eater bottles for yourself to the restaurant that closed around 9 o'clock during our rush.
And?
Have a good day, sir. Have a good day.
All right, masturbator.
Horse jacker!
Thank you for calling. Where's my help?
Yeah, may I speak with Ernie, please?
This is Ernie.
Ernie, hi. This is Cross. How are you doing?
Hi, Cross. How are you?
I'm good. Listen, there's a problem.
Okay.
I went there for wings and fried pickles. I sat down, and the woman sat next to me. She kept coming by to the table. And she sat down at the table with me. I think she was attracted to me. And then she got close and she told me a story about a horse.
Okay.
The horse, as she touched the horse, she said that Ernie was in charge of the horse. That Ernie brings the horse, and the woman touches the horse, and they have a horse show.
Okay.
This is true?
No, it's not.
Where can I see the horse show, then?
It sounds really familiar to a conversation I had with someone a long time ago.
About a year ago?
Yeah.
A year to the day?
Probably.
It was. We talked about the horse together, remember?
Yeah.
Remember you touched the horse for me and I watched it?
I didn't touch a horse for anybody.
Yeah, you did. I watched you touch the horse.
I didn't touch the horse. I don't know. I don't understand why you keep calling me, or you called me before and then you're calling me now, talking to me about a horse again. Honestly, if you want to come and talk to me about a horse, why don't you come down here and talk to me about to my base?
Listen,
I'm really sick tired of this.
You touched the horse and I got turned on and I like it.
She came over and she was bringing me my buffalo wings.
Okay.
And, I kind of noticed when she came over and she leaned over to give me my wings that she had a horse face, and I didn't know if you were interested in touching her because she looked like a fucking horse.
I don't understand why you and this other guy continues to harass me about a fucking horse.
I think you love it.
Like, why don't you grow up?
I think you want to deep throat the horse.
Man, this horse story is getting weird.
Hello?
Yeah, you're masturbating a horse over there, sir. You need to stop that.
You know, last year we actually got in trouble. We got someone in trouble for doing this, and this is a form of harassment. So you
I'm not harassing you. This is not harassment, sir. This is an informative call. This is not a harassing call. I can prove this.
May I just call him? Because Ernie doesn't work here anymore, and I can give you his contact number.
Oh, cool. Yeah, hey, this is Cross, some friend of his, and I got a whole bunch of his stuff from that he had left over here, but I'm leaving.
Did you want his contact number? I can give it to you right now.
Sir. Yeah, totally, yeah.
Yes.
All right, cool. All right, well, thanks, man.
Okay, thank you.
All right, be safe. Yeah, bye.
You too, thank you.
Bye. Hello, Ernie?
Yes?
Hey, Ernie, it's Cross. What's up, man?
This
is Cross. Hey, listen, I was just calling. I know we got into some beef last 2 years, but that horse really screwed up my head when I saw you masturbating the horse last year again. It fucked me up fucking permanently, man. I keep having conversations with people about horse. I keep saying horse all the time. Hello?
Hello?
Ernie.
Yes.
You know the whole horse thing. What happened with the horse a few years ago when I saw that? I've been in therapy and everything about it, and that's why I'm calling
you. Good for you.
I've been in therapy because of it, and I'm calling because my therapist said I should talk to you and get over this, you know, part of my life where I saw a man who made love to a horse like that. Why did you do it, Ernie? That's all I want to know is why did you do it? And he's gone. Hang on. I'll try him again.
That is his voice. That's him. I listened to that prank last night. That is his voice.
That's him. This is weak this year, though.
Can I just give a shout out to my man Zughead who's listening?
Zughead.
Yeah.
Represent.
Old friend of mine.
Hello.
Yeah, Ernie, come on, man. Don't be an asshole. Why'd you do it?
Do what?
The horse. Why'd you touch the horse like that? The horse didn't like it. Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you remember?
Actually, don't know what you're talking about.
Do you remember me that I called you 2 years ago?
No, not really.
I called you 2 years ago because you touched the horse in a bad way when I was at the house of Brutus.
What?
I went to the house of Brutus where you used to work.
Where did I used to work?
At the house of Brutus.
I didn't work there.
Yes, you did. You answered the phone and you told me that you were the one that was masturbating a horse when I was there eating. I saw you and like on the side of the place in the dark and the horse was there tied up and you were masturbating it. And I saw you do this. The next year I called you, you were working at Hooters.
So you know exactly where I was working for the past 3 years. 2 years.
I was at the Hooters, and I saw you again. And
this is terrorizing, right?
You saw me 2 years ago.
Do you understand that? This is terrorizing already.
It's terrorizing me. Think of me.
I'm going to have your number traced, uh-huh. And I'm going to put you in jail, motherfucker.
Imagine me. Imagine how I feel after seeing what you did to that poor horse. That poor fucking horse.
The missile knows where it is at all times. It knows this because it knows where it isn't. By subtracting where it is from where it isn't, or where it isn't from where it is, whichever is greater, it obtains a difference or deviation. The guidance subsystem uses deviations to generate corrective commands to drive the missile from a position where it is to a position where it isn't, and arriving at a position where it wasn't, it now is. Consequently, the position where it is now the position that it wasn't, and it follows that the position that it was is now the position that it isn't. In the event that the position that it is in is not the position that it wasn't, the system has acquired a variation, the variation being the difference between where the missile is and where it wasn't. If variation is considered to be a significant factor, it too may be corrected by the GEA. However, the missile must also know where it was. The missile guidance computer scenario works as follows. Because a variation has modified some of the information the missile has obtained, it is not sure just where it is. However, it is sure where it isn't, within reason, and it knows where it was. It now subtracts where it should be from where it wasn't, or vice versa. And by differentiating this from the algebraic sum of where it shouldn't be and where it was, it is able to obtain the deviation and its variation, which is called error.
Call in toll-free at 1-888-278-8509.
You know what, I hope that when you die, they put your GPS in your box and a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you open a trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman ever, ever make you who you are.
Take the bass line out.
Dad, the dead's here. Turn your speakers down or whatever. Hey, everybody, it's Carlito back on the air with Milkman.
hell was since when y'all niggas left your
Marito and the big 10-year anniversary show, baby. Yep. We are kicking it live, man. You got a hell of a show going on here for us,
bro. Yeah, we're trying to get a little bit of everything here tonight. Sorry for the long break. KDK is still here with us, I hope. Hey, man, thanks for hanging on that long
break. Yes! Repro the Frank World.
Yeah, we're going to try to shoot for another half hour of this PCU type-ish reunion that we're having right now. I'm not hearing back from KDK. Maybe he's doing PP. Steven, a.k.a. I'm sorry. Jesus Christ. The Dead. I'm starting to get there, man. I'm starting to get a little loopy.
What happened to Dead? He's still out there in the ocean last I heard.
He's back in the States. He said he was in Jersey. His wife got accepted on a visa. I just had him on and his shit was really super hissy. Let's try him again. So yeah, congratulations to the Dead on the fact that his Dominican wife finally got a visa and I guess she's able to come to the States. I was wondering what was so hard. Everything I hear is about how easy it is to get a visa these days. And he's already married to the chick. I don't know what the wait was.
Good. Yeah. Finally.
He's not connected. So the Dead was trying to get in. He's had a little audio trouble. We'll hang on tight, see if he joins us. Mr. KDK,
I think maybe he's having a little bit of problem with the incense and pre-cum right there right now. So we'll get back to him in just another minute or two.
Perhaps. KDK, if you're here, I still can't hear you. If you can hear me, please check your mic. Thank you. We'll continue. We got a ton of numbers here from Big Dwight. One in particular that should be right up KDK's alley. I'm going to hold on to that, see if he comes back. All right. Oh, yeah.
Save the good number.
Yeah. And being that I just played a bunch of recorded stuff with these, let's do some live stuff real quick before we get back to the best of Madhouse, the Madhouse decade. We got somebody here who's trying to get rid of a cat. They said, quote unquote, somebody better get rid of this cat. Okay, better help out that cat. Sheep.
Poor kitty.
Yeah, don't mess with cats, everybody. Be nice to cats. God, crying out cornflakes. Nice. For crying out cornflakes.
You have reached the voicemail box of 86540.
Oops, sorry. Let me try the Dead again. And also, don't forget, we need to get Prankmaster on here. He was, he said he'd try to get on.
What happened to that Prankhamster, man? Did he come about? Did we get a response from him?
AKA Major Chaos.
Yes, sir. Let's bring him out. I'll bring the Orlando.
I'm resending a contact request to him. Prankmaster, okay. If you're listening, be sure that you've added me to your contacts. That's what happened with Zolar. The account he wanted me to call him on did not have me added as a contact. And he couldn't join. Nope. Do we still have no KDK? Mr. KDK? There. We're still waiting on him. Okay.
Is he on Skype? Is that where he's at?
Yeah, he's on Skype. Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
You know it. You know.
He probably went and filled the P-Jug up. He'll be back.
Oh, man. I hope so. Is filling it up nice, warm, nice golden pee. All right.
Absolutely.
Scott.
The golden PCU pee jug.
We're calling a Comcast complainer. Comcast complainer. This guy tweeted a complaint to Comcast that he has a complaint about a service. He complained fully. So again, we're running behind schedule. We're still about 25 minutes away from ending this segment and going on to the grand PCN thing. We have a PCU reunion here that was in progress, but we lost everyone. We've lost everyone.
You have reached the voicemail box of 61.
Oh, my.
Andy might be ready to join. Let me see if he's ready to join.
That's this very nice here stuff called Purple Goob, my buddy.
Purple Goob?
Purple Goob. G-O-O.
Oh, that was Goob.
Oh, no.
What's that?
No, my nose has got stuffed up, dude. You know, it's got recurring issues with that. So.
but it's called Getting High.
More than that, I have told you before, but I won't break it up on here. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah. I'm checking on Prankmaster also here. And I'm currently...
PM, come on, PM. Bring it up, bring it up. Come on, man. I want to hear from the Prankmaster. Where's Adam Oylander?
Check him out. Ask him if he's available. You available. Okay.
Is solar pass off too, man? He's good.
He was driving. He was having. I think he dropped out, and I haven't. I'll try to add him at the end here. You know, try to get as many people as I can. He's always down.
Oh, okay.
For
I was driving too, and I was catching hell. But you know what, man? I'm glad I got to hear you guys.
I got you, buddy. I got you. So I
thank
like.
You.
I like to cover here. Prankmaster says maybe later he'll join us. Oh, well, Mr. Special. All right, Adam Erlander, join us if you can.
Right. Tell him, you know, we only got a few, you know, a limited amount of time, so get to join it soon.
Yep.
Okay. So,
let me play this here. At some point, I played the raid already, that raid event that happened with me. The Madhouse gets raided by the Popo, and then...
Oh, yeah, the bus.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Then
you want to play that?
Yeah.
Good.
Well, we already played it. But, you're not playing this.
Okay.
We already played it. But, you know, Brad finds me. We kind of become friends, and we start collaborating, but, you know, talking about some projects and stuff. And then we decide to join
cactus,
together.
Cactus.
Yeah.
That's where we got the cactus and the axtus.
Yeah. So, Brad.
Thank goodness for, man, RBCP, man. Thank you, man.
Yeah. So, this audio is from the first show that we did which continues to this day, our alliance with Brad Carter and the PLA. When we first were on Cacti Radio. Someone took it upon themselves to create a Craigslist ad using my incoming phone number that I used to have and placed an ad that I had a Mustang that was wrecked that I was trying to get rid of for free. And I added to that, I started telling people, the Mustang is here. I got out of it right before the train hit it and stuff. I'm getting fined $100 a day. Please come get rid of this. So I had, at one point, about 3 or 4 tow trucks and shit, people at this Denny's at the same time looking for a non-existent half-wrecked yellow Mustang. Yeah, this is my favorite call from that, where this guy's a tow truck driver who was going to pick it up for free, got upset because he noticed that there were several other tow trucks there looking for it. And
what is it with Madhouse and the tow trucks, man?
I don't know.
Just don't get along for whatever reason.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, here's that call. It's a real quick one. Let's listen to the Mustang detective.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yeah, I was supposed to get that car.
Yeah.
That guy Jason doesn't know what you're talking about.
Oh, there's a car here.
Where?
At the.
No, it's not that.
Well, on the side, you should see the car. The two wheels are on the side, and then the car is wrecked up. It got hit by the train.
Okay, there's not one there.
Which place are you at? Did you put in your Jeep?
7th Street. 7th Street in Camelback.
2201 West Camelback Road.
You told us 5002.
I said now, wait a minute now. I said it was on Camelback.
Yeah, at 7th Street.
5002 North
7th. I would keep going down until you see you're in East Camelback. I will say you keep going down until you get the West Camelback.
Okay, there is no Denny's at 42nd Avenue.
Is it, not 42nd, sir. Past night, like 19th.
Okay, there's no Denny's at 19th either.
Well, it's past 19th and West Camelback.
There's no down through there.
You know what? Forget it. If you're not going to be serious, if you can't take the car, just tell me you can't take the car.
You understand who this is?
If you can't take the car, just forget it. Forget it if you can't take the car. Just stop wasting my time.
I am Detective Andrews, and I'm not going to forget about it, and I'm going to prosecute unless we can figure out what the deal is.
Okay, that's nice. I have someone else calling in for the car. Thank you, sir.
No, not thank you. It's number...
He's like, no, this will be handled. I cut that off on accident when it created that look. Andy's going to be joining us here in just a second. While I get that connected, when we played that prank previously, Milkman, the one, the series of pranks to Ernie, the same night that we did our first prank to Ernie, we found Bruno. He was the guy that worked at the French Napoleon Hotel, something like
that. Oh, that's right, yeah.
Really funny guy. There were a lot of calls to him. Here's a really quick clip from that. I wanted to make sure we brought that up.
Was he the guy that had the limo service, too?
No, Bruno didn't have it. That was an older Bruno. This Bruno here, okay. No, he was just the clerk at the hotel that we bothered incessantly one Thanksgiving night. Let's listen to that real quick, and I should be back with Andy here.
Sir, if you have any problems, this is not of my,
Listen, brother.
I mean, I'm just working here, so if you don't explain to me what's going on, I cannot help you. And if you're insulting me again, I will definitely not help you, sir. So, please, be polite, explain me from the beginning till the end, stop insulting me, and I will try to help you, sir, okay?
Okay. All right.
So,
I'm sorry.
So, what I need now, I need your name and your reservation and the date you made the reservation.
Yeah, that's all I kept from that, because it's a lot of the same stuff over and over again. But those Thanksgiving shows are all great. If you're looking to find what I consider the best shows that we have, every single Thanksgiving show that we've done here has been gangbusters, so definitely check those out on the prank archive.
Hola!
It's over at madhouselive.com. Andy, what's up, man?
Hey, I gotta turn this down. Hold on.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, turn on your radio.
Wait. Can't figure it out.
It's all right. Well, I can't hear it, but it's probably bothering you. How you been, man?
Good.
Yeah, your friend Milkman's here. Remember Milkman? Your old
friend. Milkman.
Yeah, I think he's.
Oh my goodness! There he
is. What's up,
Milkman?
How you doing, buddy?
Andy, how you doing, brother? So good to hear your voice, man. How you been, big man?
Don't lie to me, Milkman. You hate me. Admit it.
I still love you, brother. You're like my left nut, dude. I can't be the other half without the right nut, right? Man, what a pair we make.
Whatever that's supposed to
be. Well, you just want to think about it. Carlos is a swinging dick. You're the left nut on the right nut.
Okay. I don't understand that at all. You were crying earlier. I was very upset at you. You were crying. And I was like, well, why is he... I sent Carlito a message on Facebook. I said, hold on. Let me quote myself exactly. Okay, I'm actually doing a bit. I want to poo first. No, that was earlier. Milkman has become an even bigger little bitch. Because you were crying, and I was upset at you crying.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
Andy was always really good at getting Milkman to, you know, act like a man, like the Godfather, you know, like, hey, you should act like a man and slap him.
Yeah. He definitely should act like a man.
Yeah.
He's like 500 pounds. He should be a man.
Yeah, so this
I won't cry no more, I promise there, brother.
Don't cry,
Andy.
Milkman. If he can't keep you on the show because he wants to make a phone call, you don't cry about it. It's not right.
Yeah.
I won't cry, man. I won't. I'll just punch him in the nads whenever no one's looking. That's all.
So earlier,
don't do that. Don't punch anyone in the nads. Yeah.
I meant to save it for now, but I already played the donut guy. Remember the fuck you bitch motherfucker guy?
Yeah, Sam the donut man.
Yeah, the only guy you ever prank called on the show. You were my guest.
I didn't really prank call. I jumped in to defend you at one point, if I remember correctly.
Pretty much, you're right.
But I thought Sam the donut.
You used to
man.
Really like jumping in on Sam too.
So we're talking about.
I thought he was being too aggressive and mean, so I said, hey, that's my friend. I didn't like, I can't prank call because I laugh.
Yeah.
I laugh uncontrollably. Yeah, I have no governor, which is a very important thing to prank call. You have to be able to not laugh or else you ruin it.
Yeah, when we do calls,
I can't do that.
When we lived in an apartment together, when we were in college and we would do calls, I remember you would always be the one to laugh.
I would
would always laugh. And get rid of
me. I would laugh. I was useless. I would just laugh.
Yeah. I used to call as Cross back then. That's when I started the Cross thing, and I still use it.
That's a great character. I like Cross, and I like Eddie.
Eddie, you like Eddie Garcia? I'm retired. I got tired of that.
Oh, I love Eddie Garcia because I know who Eddie Garcia is.
Yeah, that's right. The original.
Like, yo.
Yo.
What if the Matrix was real, son?
Yo, what if.
I know that. I was there when he said that.
Yo, kid.
Yo, what if you die
what
right now? What would
real?
You do?
What if
What if, man, what if machines control every part of our life? Like, I was there when he said that, so it was great, you know? I wasn't even there. Maybe you just told me about it. I felt like I was there because I knew the guy.
Yeah, so he did a few of those stories. Great. Like, he was telling us about Tom Green when Tom Green was first coming. I was like, yo, this guy Tom Green, he's funny. He's got a microphone. He asks people stuff. I'm like, wow, that's great, Eddie. Yeah, that's
sometimes. Awesome. Sometimes he says shit, and I just laugh and laugh. It's awesome.
Laugh and laugh. Now, you remember that time you fell down drunk in the kitchen, and we had to lay you down on the couch? Athena and me.
I don't know. Did I? I'm sure it's true, but I don't remember it.
Yeah. We used to drink a lot of beers. And you I took a break, and you fell down in the kitchen. I felt so bad. I thought you hurt your little head. And
I remember one time I went to your bathroom in your house, and there was mold on the inside of the toilet bowl, and I peed it off, and I announced it on the air.
That was real helpful. You also would go through my medicine cabinets looking for stuff all the time. I hated that.
Well, yeah, if you have good pain pills that you're not taking, I need to take those from you in case children would find them.
No, I was taking them. You just helped yourself. You're like, I took half the Flexeril.
I can't take the risk. I'm very concerned about children, so I took them.
Yeah, but you told me you would take them and just float in the pool for an hour and get a suntan.
Right.
I'm like,
well, I had cool back then. Now I don't do any drugs anymore. I'm anti-drug. Now I just drink.
Of course.
But back then I would have somas, and I would take like a handful, like 10, and then I would smoke, and then I would just float in the pool, like a big fat pleasure, like crack. I would just float back and forth.
Yeah. Sounds fun, but weren't you scared of drowning like Will Shatner's wife did?
No, because I float. You and I both float. We're the size that we're floatable.
Yeah.
The fat floats. Everybody knows that. It's a common knowledge.
There's no excuse for us to drown. Really, there isn't. Unless there's a current. Because we get tired and we go to the bottom, of course.
Right, yeah. We get sucked out, and then, like, you know, a nurse shark will see me and be like, you know, that's an easy pickings right there.
Thirsty.
Drag me down and eat me up.
Awesome, man. Do you remember any shit that we used to do stupid? I mean, you know a lot about me, like embarrassing shit about me. We lived in an apartment together for 2 years. I don't think I ever once ran the dishwasher.
Were disgusting.
I was a real asshole. Like, I would use your pans all the time, and I leave them dirty in the sink and just wait for them to get clean, and I use them again.
Yeah.
I was a real
dick. You used to sleep on your bed, and you would throw your change on your bed, and it would stick to your immense body. And then you would take a shower, and all the coins would wash off of you, and I would take them.
Yeah.
I would throw them in at the store.
Well,
I'd throw them in the change machine.
Yeah, well, my room itself just had change everywhere. I always had change on the floor. I just threw my change on the ground.
And that was before I knew you, before you knew you had diabetes.
Yeah.
Because I would wake up in the morning and you'd be passed out on the couch with in your work uniform and a 2 liter half drink.
Yeah.
And you'd be asleep.
Yeah, I would drink an entire 2 liter. Like, I remember when we saw the Seinfeld finale, I drank an entire 2 liter of Coke during that whole thing. And I was like, I'm always thirsty. And Mike was like, you're fucking diabetic, dude. Like, you're always peeing and you're And you used to tell people that I took extremely long pisses all the time. I'm like, dude, don't say that.
You did.
Yeah.
We could hear you.
We could
hear you in there.
Take a loud.
It was pisses. Like, it was like when Brian Dennehy captured Rambo. And he put him in the cage, and the other guys are spraying him with the hose. That's what it sounded like.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, that's what did it, right? Didn't he freak out at that point when they were doing the hose thing?
Right, because he was upset. He's like, all right, well, I'm a prisoner, but you need to allow me to have my dignity.
Yeah.
And they sprayed him with the hose, and then
like a fire hose.
Brian Caruso, he was like, hey, we should stop. But everybody else was like, you know what? Fuck Rambo. You know, we don't like him. He's dirty, and we're gonna spray him with the soda. And Brian Caruso, he's like, I don't like this.
Yeah.
But he didn't overcome everybody else's bias against Rambo.
Yeah, that's cool. So
I watched that the other day, so I know. I remember it.
Yeah, so everything's, I presume you're doing good. You sound like you're doing good. You got a kid on the way. You're married, Andy. I never thought you'd get married. I
didn't think so either.
Well, I'm not sure.
He's married? You're married? I didn't know that, right. Andy.
Well, Carlos is going to tell you. Carlito, sorry.
Yeah.
Carlito's going to tell you anything, Milkman. He doesn't really like you.
You're married and your wife's going to have Carlita's kid. I had no idea.
Hey,
no.
Milkman.
Hey, Carlita, all right, hold on. Think about it like this.
Joke.
Think about it like this. Carlita's been married for like, what, 8 years or something like that?
5 years.
How many children does he have?
Zero.
All right, and I've been married for less than 1 year, and I have one on the way.
But look at the last three, 4 years of my life, dude. It's been tragedy after tragedy.
Well, hell, this guy can't get out of the hospital bed long enough to do anything, man.
Yeah, well, is that my fault? Like, did I do that?
You're right.
I'm innocent.
You're blessed with genes that just keep you out of the hospital, I guess.
It's the one blessing of genes. I'm hard to hurt. Everything else is bad. I'm not that smart. I'm fat.
Yeah.
I'm very handsome, but other than that, it's a horrible gene.
Yeah, well, congratulations.
I have shitting problems.
What? Okay. Congratulations.
I don't want to get into that, but there are shitting problems.
That's all right. You can get those fixed up. Congratulations on the kid on the way and the marriage, of course. I hope to meet your wife and your kid.
You.
I hope to be able to...
You should come. I'm inviting you to Chicago, but not Milkman. He's not welcome here.
No, we don't want him there either, dude. Yeah, but
no, there's no luau. There's no Samoan. Stay away.
Not trusted. Now, and another thing I wanted to bring up is a lot of my radio stuff and prank calling stuff. The clique that we had, if you want to call it that, in high school, we kind of listened to Howard Stern and local Orlando shock talk radio. That was basically like one of the things we kind of bonded on, and that little group of ours between me, you, and Mike, and that other kid, Jeremy, right? He never moved out with us.
Yeah, he doesn't count. He was never part of the group.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but we came up listening to Howard Stern a lot and all that stuff, you know, and then that's where it kind of got... Well, we used to always say, we're going to do a radio show. We're going to do a radio show one day.
Right.
Yeah. And it was going to be you and our other roommate, and I was always like, and he, you know, Carlito can come too, kind of. That was kind of the situation. like when we moved out.
You're the most successful of us all.
Yeah. Well, not really. I don't know. Yeah, you could say that. Radio-wise, yeah, sure, I guess you could say
that. Yeah, radio-wise, you have tens of followers, so
mm-hmm.
Tens of followers more than either I or Mike has.
Yeah.
Do you? I have none.
Who knows about
Mike? Has any.
Yeah, hey, you know Sean Hummel, you remember that cat? He was on a podcast.
Yeah, I didn't listen to it, but I'm sure it sucked.
Yeah, it sucked, it did. It was him talking about wrestling, of course.
It sucked. Wrestling sucked.
Wrestling
if you
suck.
Watch wrestling and you're over 14, you suck.
Okay.
Just to let you know.
Yeah. So, man, do you have anything you remember from the Madhouse history while I got you on?
My very first show, and I'm sure it was probably the worst show in the history
with the rappers.
Of the Madhouse. With the white rappers,
yeah. Milkman hated that show so much.
That's one time I agree with Milkman. The white rappers were terrible. Mm. I hated them. They had, I think, like they had bowl cuts. Like they had bowl cut hairdos, which is
those dudes right there. That was one of the best shows you guys ever did, man. I always wanted to hear that one again, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was probably funny because you could probably hear the loathing in Carlito and I's voices when we were talking about this. And then, like, we would say, okay, white rappers, you can perform now. And they were awful. And it was obvious that they're awful. And everybody knew that they're awful except for them.
Yeah.
It was pitiful, dude, but it was funny.
Like, really, that's probably something you should put up on a podcast stream. Put that out there, white rappers.
I still have a copy of it, but it's still been officially off the podcast stream. I should bring that back
for a special 10th anniversary release, dude. Yeah. Bring this one out,
right.
Dude, because this is one I've requested since the show aired. I've never got to hear it since the show aired, dude.
I've never heard it. I was there, but I've never heard it, and I'm sure it's awful. Like, it's probably so awful that it's probably fun to listen to.
It was funny, but the guys, they got all thinking they were better than they really were. They thought they were better than anybody thought they were. That's the whole thing. They loved themselves more than anybody else did.
I'm sure, like, deep down, they knew they were awful because they were awful.
They had to know. I don't know what they were sticking to. Yeah, I mean... It was that one kid, the young one, that thought he was a good rapper. I mean, he was, I don't know. This is weird.
You're talking about, it was like a little fat guy with a bowl cut. That's
Chris.
The only one I remember.
Yeah, that kid Chris, yeah. Yeah, he was the brother.
Yeah, so that's my thing. You should put that up there. I would like to listen to that. I'm sure it's awful, but I want to hear it.
All right, I'll dig that up. Maybe I'll play that. Or I'll at least.
All right, tell me when you put it up. I won't check.
Yeah, Milkman, what are you doing?
What the fuck is that noise? What are you doing, Milkman? You're fucking, are you making cookies?
He's churning butter.
I just made a whole prank plate of brownies, dude. Man, I got the bong loaded right here, man. I made a big plate of brownies.
Drug talk.
Get you out some milk.
Whatever, cool guy. All right, Andy, they're definitely going to have to come out and see you, man. I know I've been saying that for years now. Everything, something always comes up. Well, I'm going to get out there. Yeah, I know you're afraid of going downtown and stuff like that, probably.
Are you in Illinois, Andy?
I'm in Chicago area. I'm in the suburbs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I go downtown when they pay me. That's about it.
All right, cool.
Well, one of these days, I'm supposed to come out there and meet up with the dead, so I may need somebody to, like, help.
Dad used to like send me like messages like on I think it was on MySpace. It was before Facebook. Yeah. He sent me on MySpace. When are we going to hang out, Doug? Hey, you don't, because I don't live far from it. It's probably like a 30-minute drive. Hey, you and somebody will hang out, and I never did because I'm terrified of him. He's a frightening little guy. But I don't think he lives around here anymore, right?
No, he's coming back.
I know he was in like the Dominican Republic for a while. He was with the prostitute down there. This is what Carlito told me.
Yeah,
these are probably horrible things to say about him.
No, it's
but
true.
I heard he was with
I'm
the
supposed
prostitute
to come out and visit
Republic.
Him.
Yeah,
I may need to come and hide with you, Andy, man, because
yeah, why
this
would
guy
you do
here,
that?
I don't
why
know.
Would you...
He was going to move in with Milk.
Why would you
come and visit the dead?
You should be scared of him.
Well, he got a bachelor's degree, and he seemed to be on the right track, and then he went on vacation.
Yeah, who believes that?
Yeah, you're right.
He's fucking frightened. That guy was frightened.
Hey, Milkman, why don't you come and visit me?
What are you going to do? You just going to go drink with him?
Yeah. You know who he talked like? Remember Ralphie in high school?
You always loved the dead. You always did the best impression.
I do. I thought he was fine. I like him way more than I like you, but I'm not going to hang out with either one of you.
All
right. Like, yeah,
don't be a stick
you're
in the mud.
Boring.
All right. I'll leave the dead alone, and then I'll come over there and give you a hard
time. I'm not going to let you in either.
You're out, Milkman. You're completely out. Only I'm allowed.
Yeah, you're fucking boring.
Yeah.
You haven't even met me yet. How can you decide? I may be the funniest one of the whole group. You're going to be surprised.
You're a big crybaby. I could tell.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Andy, do I got you for a few more minutes, or you got to get going? I don't want to take up.
I got to pee in a few minutes. But okay. 2 minutes.
I got you for 2 minutes. Okay. All right.
Yeah. What other questions do you have?
I got to think. Now I know Cap passed away. Your dog, rest in peace.
Yeah, Cap, immortal Cap.
Yeah.
I buried him in the woods.
You buried him in the woods? Is that what you did? Oh,
yeah, that's right.
Did you
I put a rock in his grave.
You did mark it. Okay, that's good. That's good.
What is that noise? What is the Milkman playing the guitar? Or
yeah,
something?
Milkman's playing the guitar. He thinks he's cool, Mr.
Guitar. Why do you let him do that? I never get why you let him shit on your show by making noise in the background out there.
Yeah,
you're
I don't
a
know.
Fucking retard.
Yeah. Milkman, you hear that? You see
shut
that's...
the fuck up, Milkman.
All right, okay, I'll mute it.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Well, you know, I mean, like, Milkman, you understand that, like, people are trying to hear other people talk, and you're over there, you're like, oh, I'm going to play my guitar, and it's ding, ding, ding.
I didn't think you could hear anything, right?
We can hear you.
Of course, you're playing the guitar,
you're
Milkman. No, we can't.
Off.
We were playing the guitar. I was playing silent guitar. Okay.
No, it's not even like you're playing the guitar.
I just got out of the shop like 20 minutes ago, man, so I was just wanted to take a look at it.
And that's a lie, because you've been on here for longer than 20 minutes.
No, I didn't. Remember whenever you wasn't here, Andy. I got separated from the group. That's why I got separated.
And what, you went to the guitar shop to pick up your guitar?
Yeah, I had to pick up the guitar on the way home. He called and it was finished.
The guitar shop is 20 minutes from your house. 10 minutes.
No,
you
it's
to
further
go there
than
and
that.
Back.
It's further than that.
Lying. I think, yeah, you're lying.
What did they do to it? Did they restring it or something?
Yeah, they actually, no, like he redone the whole neck. He put all the frets and redressed all the frets. And then he put a whole new set of third course strings on here, so like it's perfectly intonated now. I mean, perfect.
Wow. Very nice. What kind is it? What kind of?
Now you gotta learn how to play it.
Yeah. Are you still there, Andy? Do I still got
you? Yeah, I don't know. There's a phone ringing.
Yeah. We're calling. We're prank calling someone, dude. It's actually letting me do more than one call. One line.
All right, I'll just listen. If I say anything, I'll laugh.
Yeah, I know.
I can't help myself.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated...
All right, that was something else for sale. Unfortunately, they didn't pick up. Do I still have you guys here? Andy, Milkman. You guys here? Oh.
best phone call ever.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, I thought I lost you guys. Sorry. Let me play this here real quick. This is called Heat Wave. I was calling the UK, and they were in the middle of a heat wave, and I was calling to give advance warning from the United Kingdom Heat Wave Association machine, something like that.
Is there really United Kingdom?
Oh, no, no. We've made up the royal services here. We've come up with a bunch of...
Yeah, but see, that's why you're so great, because you make up stuff like that. Yeah. I just assume it's real.
Yeah.
Like, there probably is the United Kingdom Heat Wave Association, because... Most people in Britain, they're not used to the heat.
Yeah, but I told this guy, be careful, hydrate, because you're going to get in trouble. You're going to get fucked and raped. So,
I'm peeing. Can you hear me pee?
Yeah, see, we can hear you.
Hold on there.
We couldn't hear KDK before. KDK, are you back? You're still connected. KDK. All right.
KDK is still connected?
He was. He hasn't been talking, so I dropped him to see if maybe he'll call back if he's coming back.
Oh, maybe he fell asleep.
Yeah, maybe. Anyway, let me play Heat Wave real quick. I'll be right back.
Cows, chickens, just do all the chores.
Talky.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Yes, did you prepare yourself with proper hydration, milks and cookies and waters?
It's the wind-up, yeah?
Listen, I need confirmation that you're prepared for the heat, please. If not,
yes, I am.
We're going to have to send someone over there to check your temperature, okay? Now, do you have white-colored or light-colored clothes you're going to be wearing?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Don't go outside in the heat. It's dangerous. You could die out there. You could fall on your back and not be able to stand back up, and no one would know, and someone could come by and kill and rape you. You wouldn't even know about it. They could take pictures of you in jeans and a T-shirt.
Right, you know what? I'm at work all day, I'm going to be surrounded by people. I really think if I fall over and somebody fucks me up the ass, they might notice.
Uh-huh. I was supposed to understand what that meant. I don't know. I'm American. I don't understand your accent. Your stupid, disgusting accent. Hello.
Listen, Mr. United States Hydration, non-existent bullshit. Please, I'm going to be fine, all right? I'm going to be surrounded by people. I'm not going to fall over. I'm not going to get raped. Don't call back.
I'm so worried about you, please. I'm putting you down as... Hey, all right. That's not getting... How not to get raped in the United Kingdom because of the heat. Yeah. Andy, you still with us? You still peeing?
I'm still here. I'm done peeing.
Oh, good. Good work. Now you
I got, like, when I realized that you could hear me peeing, I put my phone... I smashed it against myself so you couldn't hear.
Oh, good idea, just to cover... Okay, good. Hey,
Yeah, I'm a good guy?
Yeah. You used to do pranks, though. Like, remember now we used to call that radio station, Real Radio 104.1? And you always had that line,
yeah.
You would say that you were porking Bubba's wife. Bubba Wilson was
right.
One of the guys on there. You got a few of those in. Those, you used to record those with us on the tape.
Yeah. I don't know, did we record those?
Yeah.
I can hear myself in echo. It's bothering me.
Oh, I'll turn that down. That should be better.
Yeah, get rid of that.
All right, I did. I'm sorry. But yeah, Pork and Bubba's wife, you had a few of those. You would call into the show and say...
The greatest call I ever made, though, and it was your dear departed mother when I used a recording of her, and she called the apartment. She hadn't heard from you in like 4 hours, and she was worried that you were dead. And I took that phone call, and I left a message, that phone call, on my stepfather's work phone, and
yeah.
He worked at like a mental health agency,
yeah.
And then chaos ensued. That was my best call ever.
You said there was chaos. They were trying to figure out who it was that was calling in.
Yeah, because it came in. We did it like on a Saturday night, and then someone checked it like, you know, Sunday morning. They couldn't figure out. They were calling Ken, and he was all freaked out. I don't know who it is.
So yeah, I mean, can you still do the imitation of my mom, rest her soul? She because
oh, yeah. Well, I really love your mom, so
yeah.
I'm still on an echo. It's bothering me.
I'm trying. I'm sorry.
You have to fix that. Why can't you fix that?
I can. It's just a piece of shit.
Is it ready?
Yeah. It's ready.
This is the phone message you hear all the time.
Yeah.
Carlito, where are you? It's been 2 hours. I haven't heard from you.
So
it was pretty much that. It was good. Like, we liked it. We enjoyed those calls.
It's just so good. Just imagine Ken. Like,
it's not like, you know, it's not like
girls were calling and they were taking up our answer machine space. You know, yeah, that was our entertainment back then.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Yeah, and I worked at Albertsons. What job? Yeah, you delivered pizzas.
Albertsons liquor store.
Yeah.
And your diabetes would cause you to pass out, and you couldn't open it up at 9 a.m., and the drunks would get upset.
Yeah, I would get in trouble at work because I showed up an hour late for work because I passed out.
It's like,
out.
Look, there's fucking 20 hardcore alcoholics who are lined up outside a liquor store in Albertsons.
Yeah.
At 8:55, and you weren't showing up till 10, and they're fucking pissed.
They're fucking, on a Sunday. And they're fucking pissed. Yeah, it's fucking bullshit. Anyway, no one's buying alcohol early in the morning on a Sunday anyway. I remember for
right.
a fact.
Well, let's agree that we don't miss Florida, right? You hate Florida, I hate Florida. We're never going back then.
I don't know, man. After what happened with me with this ankle breakage, I'm kind of missing some Florida
stuff. Well, that's because you don't know how to walk on ice.
I don't. No, you're right, I don't.
And I wonder what kind of shoes you had on. Did you have on good shoes? With
yes.
Like heavy tread on it for the winter?
I had Clark's Wallabies on. Brand new Clark's Wallabies on. So.
I don't even know what that is. That sounds like some kind of rich man shoes.
They're over 100. I mean, they're like a boot.
Yeah, you fucking...
They're like the Air
rich
Jordan
people don't
boots.
Walk on ice. They have their slaves lay down on the ice and they walk over their back.
You know what I had on too was those spikes that you put over your shoe. I had those on and I still slipped and fell.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. If you had those on, you wouldn't have fallen.
I did. I straight up had the spikes on and I still flipped. I did. I'm telling you. That's how bad I am. Well, you know.
I fall hard once at least every winter. Okay. You know. And then with my job right now, I crawl up and, you know, out the roofs. Stuff like that. I fall all the time. Oh. I've never broken a bone. I'm fucking powerful.
All right. Yeah,
I'm
but
funny you know that.
You hurt your wrist.
You went up to Pittsburgh the first time it snowed. You fell and you broke your leg, and now your health is spiraled down.
It's been a lot. I'm blind in one eye and shit. It's sad. It's a
Are
sad
you really
situation.
Blind in one eye?
Yeah, I really am. Blind in my right eye.
Which
yeah.
eye? Which
my
eye
right
you
eye.
Blinded?
My right eye.
All right, I'm going to punch you in my left.
You remember my dad had a glass right eye also. It's like a curse. Yeah, it's a curse on my family.
Do you have a glass eye or
no.
do you just have like a dead eye sitting there?
No, it's there. It moves around and everything. I just it's got like a cataract in front, like a pucker that developed.
Is it like milky?
No. It looks milky. Like my vision looks milky, but if you look at it, it looks normal. But I can get a laser surgery done to correct it. I just haven't gotten.
Why don't you get that?
I will.
Why did I get that?
I will. And the main reason right now, to be honest, is like I went to see the new Terminator movie. And it was in 3D, and I couldn't enjoy it because I can't see 3D because I only have.
Are you allowed to drive?
With glasses, I'm right at the bottom end of being able to drive. Yeah, and I yeah, because my vision in my left eye also is very poor. I'm probably going to be blind by the in my 60s, probably.
That's not good.
Yeah.
You know, hey, here's the bright side.
Are
you
going to change
the
silicone fluid in your eyes, dude?
Shut the fuck up, though, man. Yeah. I'm going to tell them what the bright side is, you fucking idiot.
Yes, they've taken
the bright side is the bright side is you don't need to see to make prank phone calls. You just need someone to put the phone numbers in for you.
Yeah.
And Athena will do that.
Yeah, or in the future I can use Siri, probably.
Yeah, Optimus. Yeah, you can fucking just say, call, you know, whatever, whatever, and you're fucking set.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I got that to look forward to.
So when you're on disability and you weigh 400 pounds, you can do this.
This will be my thing. I'll make this little bit of money on the side. Yeah, totally. And I'll have a handicap parking space.
You're not making money off this, really? You're not making money.
We got a Patreon. It pays for itself. I no longer lose money on this. And we bank.
Oh, that's a shock. I'm shocked.
Yeah, and I bank a little bit of money here and there. And, you know, we upgrade stuff to the site. We upgrade hardware. I help out the hosts if they need help. I'm trying to do more for the hosts in the next few years.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah. All right, Andy, I got
it. Remember when I used to send you the free credits to the phone sex line numbers?
Yeah, and those were two really good ones. Like, there were always dominatrixes that I talked to, and I tried to turn it around on them.
They're not going to hang up. They're getting paid.
Yeah, one of them I said I wanted to jerk off in a plane. No, I wanted to have sex in a plane that was crashing, like while it was crashing. She said, you got problems.
Well, why was that problem? Like, that's kind of normal. Like, I've heard way worse.
Or I said I wanted her to ride me in the side of the burning movie theater. She's like, yeah. My God, you got problems. It was a black train.
Some broad in the chat gave you the dead phone number, so you gotta call him.
The dead cell phone number?
So I'll hang up so you can call him. I'm gonna listen to that.
Okay, all right. Andy,
is
KDK
still hooked up to us, connected?
No, not at this time, no. Yes. I will try to get him on.
I was going to say, why don't you try calling his house number or calling that cell phone number again and find out, you know, if he's still alive or, you know, right, if we were done or what.
Yeah, we'll work on it. Look, I need to end this segment. Andy, thanks for being on.
Why are you so fucking bossy?
I know, right?
He's
listen to him. He's Mr. Bossy
Pants. I don't know what's going on here.
Yeah, shit.
You're going to come over here after what? Like 10 years, and you're going to start telling me what I need to do
now?
Okay.
Andy still has
to help out.
I guess you and I are going to have a talk.
Andy
man.
Is still.
We're going to take this in the other room, man.
Andy is still employee number two. He's still employee number 002 here.
Yeah. I'm number one.
Yeah, well, I'm number one, but Andy's still.
Well, I'm number two then.
Yeah, 002. Milkman, you still have 003 on your file.
I'm 1A. Yeah. I'm 1A, biatch.
Yeah, so you need to, I mean.
1A on my ass.
No, but seriously, look, this has been awesome. Andy, Milkman, and you two together as we do a show. I missed this for years now. So, Andy, make sure you come back around every once in a while, all right? Get your Skype.
I probably won't, but I'll
you
try.
Probably won't. Yeah, I know. All right, well,
I'm going to make fun of you every night if you don't come back.
You talk over everybody. Why do you talk over everyone?
I'm going to make fun of you every night. I'm going to make fun of you every night until you come back.
Wait for
him to
talk, and then he talks.
Oh, you missed
the
shit.
I'll start talking, and he'll talk. Oh, he didn't do it that time. I was like an asshole. Yeah, call the dead. I want to hear that, and I'm going to go to sleep. I have to work. Most people who listen to Madhouse Live don't work. Milkman doesn't work. I don't know if you work anymore, Carlito.
No.
I'm sure you don't.
I work, dude. We got Madhouse. We got
exactly.
Dude.
We got so much going
for
us.
I want to hear... Someone put Love Andy. Oh, nice. Who did that?
Is it a chick? Listen, so you got the number. Are you passing it on to me? The dead cell phone number? What's going on, Andy?
Some broad. Emmy Rose. She says she sent it to you.
Okay, so I got it. All right, so then I'll thank you again, Andy. Don't be a stranger. Good luck to you with
thanks,
the baby
buddy.
Machine. And I'll talk to you soon, man. I hope to see you soon.
Okay.
All right, bro. Thanks for being here.
All right. Fuck you, Milkman. Shut the fuck up. Bye, everybody.
Hey, thanks. Good to hear you again, Andy, man. I missed you, bro. Seriously, take care of yourself.
He hung up as you said that. All right, let's get the dead on here.
He's still a bitch.
You know what? I'm going to call the dead on a cell phone, but we're going to end this segment. It's 9:30. We were supposed to end this segment a half hour ago. So this
were
is
we
the
supposed
end of
to try and catch KDK one more time or just
when I come back. When I come back, we will. When we come back, we're going to have as many of our friends on, including the dead. Hope maybe KDK can join us. Sure. So I want to thank everyone who's tuned in so far. We're in the last quarter, the last part number 4, the last part of tonight's extravaganza. Coming up next, I'm inviting all of our PCN friends to join us, as well as anyone else really who has us on Skype, all our friends join up with us. Maybe Prankmaster will be joining us. That'll be cool. I'm excited about
all
that.
Alright.
Yeah.
We're having Ted Webb or Big
Ted
Will.
Ted Webb just checked in. Will checked in. He said what's up. He didn't feel like being on. He didn't feel up for it. I don't think he's doing
well. Oh, okay.
But he did say what's up on Messenger here at the beginning of all this.
Oh,
Ted
good.
Webb.
Alright, well.
Ted Webb was calling me just a second ago, so I'm gonna bring in Ted Webb and the dead as soon as we come back, as well as hopefully a lot more people. This is the Madhouse 10-year anniversary show. We're on the home stretch, and I'll be right back in a few. While we're out, we are going to be playing The Best of Michelle. The Best of Michelle. Michelle Clevenger. One of the craziest people on Twitter. One of the most hilarious people that we've found here since the network started. Michelle. So I'll be playing a nice little best of her. And I'll be right back. Thank you.